This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Sam and Lucy on FUBAR.
Excuse me, can I please talk to you for a minute?
Now you get it, now you're feeling your worth. Feeling the sound you used to make when everything used to hurt. It goes, oh. where the butterflies and where the peace resides. The first 5 minutes for the 15 of fame. 5 seconds for you saying my name. I'm deadly sharp shooting the game. Gonna hit you in the soul, executioner's aim. Get together and we building a fire. Clear smoke and it's taking us higher. Hands up, everyone is one. If you see yourself making it, you see in the sun. Metropolis on the edge of control. They take our money but they won't take our soul. Fuck that, ain't gonna do it no more. Won't do what we told and we ain't gonna fold. We go low. No time to rest.
And welcome along, Sam and Lucy with you here on FUBAR Radio. Just gone 6 o'clock and we are here with you for the next 2 hours. That means until 8 o'clock. Started off with two tunes back to back. It's very rare we do that, but there is a reason. That reason is because I'm organised, I'm fine. I was here at about 3 o'clock. Lucy, though, has just strolled in. Literally 2 minutes past 6, she turns up.
Hello.
What time did you call that then?
Huh?
Got some explaining to do, really, what? Haven't you?
Hey, I was here, okay? I made it, which is a miracle. I left Brighton at 2:45.
I don't believe it.
I left Brighton at 2:45, and I was going to be here at 5, and I was going to prepare all this stuff and do all my slick sports reports, which we all love. But no, I was just sitting in traffic, singing along to Chiquitita to drown my sorrows.
Sing along to what?
Chiquitita, tell me the truth.
Is that ABBA?
Yeah, it's ABBA.
What are you doing that for?
Sad song, isn't it?
Okay. All right. Was that inspired by the England under-21s who were playing Sweden today?
It was not, no.
Okay, but I'm sure we'll hear more about
that. We'll hear more about that as well as the Women's World Cup.
Yes.
Yay!
Sport, loads of sport going on today. I was excited for Lucy's sports. It's got to happen.
All of the ones with the balls.
Yeah, and there's some driving going on.
Some cars, balls.
Racket-based sports
horses.
Today as well. I don't know about the horsey sports.
Swimming?
I've no idea, Lucy, but Lucy's sports report, one of the things that will be coming up on today's show. Other things to talk about. A lot of admin to get through. Lucy, it's been on a hen do. We can't talk about it yet, but we need to delve into that. We're playing Hen Do Bingo, a game that I've devised a little bit later on. Also, you've got a new job, haven't you, Luce?
I've got a new job. A proper job.
A proper job.
Not this job. Job.
Right, this doesn't count as a job, does it not?
No, this is a job with
one job. You certainly treat it as a job because you were late.
Right, I'm here, aren't I? Huh?
Just about.
You live in London, I live in Brighton.
Yeah, and do you know what time I left? I live in London and I left at 2:15, half an hour before you did.
Nerd.
What do you mean nerd?
You're such a nerd.
I just like to take things seriously.
Loser.
Come on, We've got more news as well. The other big news, which we'll get to,
which is exciting, is
it means we've got to start taking this seriously. But mm-hmm. I think we'll leave that for later on. A lot of stuff coming up. Also, Naughty Naughty's tune. What else on that? I'm going to take you around world in 80 seconds. I'm going Glastonbury next week. We're about to talk about that as well.
Mm-hmm. And I've got some advice for you for Glastonbury.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Okay. All that coming up. First, though, I want to delve into why you're late. That's you know, I used to do Adam at the top of the show.
Yeah.
It was basically me coming in and saying, right, this is the start of the show. Let's just get everything out in the open.
Yeah, AKA worst bit of the show. Yeah.
That's not worst bit of the show. It just needs doing.
Uh huh.
You know, like people start their day by checking their emails. This is the radio version of doing that.
Yep.
I've just got to address every issue that mm-hmm. comes up. Okay. Kind of between Sunday and Sunday.
I'm with you, but people don't tend to broadcast their inbox. You know, there are millions and millions of listeners.
No, but when something like this happens, when you turn up at 6:02,
yeah.
I believe both I deserve to know and the listeners deserve to know why the hell you're turning up to Fubar Towers 2 minutes after I press play on 99 Souls.
Right. Thank you, 99 Souls, by the way, for the fantastic intro,
yes.
which I did not hear.
Still not getting a release. Don't know what that's about. Anyway.
Ridiculous. So, although I left really early, like a lot earlier than I normally would.
Yeah,
normally,
still not earlier than me.
Normally, I check the traffic beforehand.
Okay, yeah.
And if it is, I'll leave even earlier. And that's normally what I do on my Sunday morning. And I get myself all ready and do all my prep. I didn't do that today.
Right, okay.
Because last night, I may have done an all-nighter.
Last night as well? Because you did one Friday.
Well, I did a double all-nighter, which is the first time in my life.
Right, so that's like 36 hours a week?
Yeah, something like that. Oh, no, because I was at a Premier Inn in Leicester Friday morning.
Okay, shout out.
So I was up at
Leicester.
Yeah, whoop whoop Leicester. Cross that off my bucket list, never been before. And I was up about 5:30.
But when?
On Friday morning.
Friday morning.
So 5:30.
Well, hang on, that's not right. So when you text me Saturday morning.
Yeah.
I got texted Saturday morning at about 8:00.
What, in the morning?
8:00 in the morning.
Yeah.
That was the type of text that you normally receive at 2:00 in the morning. You told me, shall I read the text word for word?
Honestly, mate, I haven't looked back at my text. All I just saw is that my calling bit, you know, when you say recent,
yeah.
loads of numbers, no idea who any of them are.
Oh, wow.
That was brilliant. It was all these numbers and then some people that like, I haven't spoken to in a couple of years. Right. I think someone took my phone.
I'll find this text, right, and I'll read it. And then I think we work backwards.
And we'll work our way backwards.
From the first drink on Friday, was it?
Yeah.
Okay, work back until now, and then that'll explain why you're late.
Yep.
Okay, right, let me find this text.
If my bosses are listening, I'm going to have an early night tonight.
You should hope so, yeah. New job and everything.
I'll be fine, and I'll be there on time.
What's your name again?
What's my name?
Yeah, what's your...
Lucy Anna.
Yeah, because I'm just flicking through my...
Gray.
Right, okay, there you are. Right.
You got it?
Radio. Well, no, I've got you. I'm on our text conversation.
Oh, I've sent quite a few going, I'm late!
Yeah, and demanding songs that I couldn't find on the internet, so...
No, it wasn't demanding songs.
Well, no, there was a bit. I mean, I asked, but...
You did ask me what songs I wanted, and I suggested lots of nice, cool, relaxed indie stuff.
There's part of my admin as well. I'll just shoehorn this in.
Yeah.
From now on, can you start picking songs that I can find?
I'm trying to pick obscure stuff because my thing is I either know obscure things or things that everyone knows and you hear all the time on the radio anyway. I'm not good at your kind of in between, like, oh, this DJ's up and coming and he's really cool. No, I'm not good at that. I can't do
right,
that.
Right, okay.
I just know like indie bands that have like 1,000 hits on YouTube. That's my level.
I think what makes it very easy for me to put my music in is I just go to this one website where there's download links for everything.
Well, why don't you just tell me that website then?
Well, because you've got to have a login and
all
that.
And that's also kind of breaking the magic a bit.
Is it?
That we're just getting it from a website.
Well, no, this is... It's radio promos. That's what happens. You get sent music, but, you know, like, I don't know, 2 months before it's released to public, and they say, will you play this on your radio show? I go, yes, 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 download, download, download. All these MP3s just sitting there ready to play on a Sunday, whereas you go, yeah, I've heard this band. They're a new indie band from Iceland. Fancy finding them? And you don't send me an MP3.
They're always from, like, Norway.
We actually are playing an Icelandic band later on today.
Yay!
That's the only track I found of yours.
Who's that, can we say?
Of Monsters and Men.
Yeah, they're big.
They're as big as it gets for you.
Out of all the people. In fairness, one of them, I wasn't 100% sure I'd even got the name right.
That's how I spend my Sunday afternoons, trying to find tracks for you. and it's
Stop
not going on anymore.
Me then.
It's not happening.
If I had my way, we'd be playing flugel music and brass band stuff. So I'm doing my best to try and be cool.
We can happily play that as long as you send me MP3s.
Okay, I'll send
rather
you.
Rather than just names, I've got to start Googling.
God. Right.
Anyway, do you want this text?
Anyway, so Friday morning at about 8, you're saying?
No, Saturday morning at about 8.
Oh, sorry. Oh, gosh, right. Saturday morning at 8, I sent you a text, which, honestly, I couldn't tell you that I remember that properly.
Not going to lie to you, bud. Semicolon. Now, using a semicolon when hungover slash drunk, I mean, that's quite impressive.
Bud, semicolon.
Bud, semicolon.
That's never happened before.
Just got in from a night out. And I have nada prepped for tomorrow. That was actually sent at 10:30 a.m. Just got in from a night out and I have nada prepped for tomorrow. Love you, kiss. That's how the text reads.
So I think
now start at Friday when you had your first drink and explain the course of events up till now. This wasn't everyone listening, friends at home. This is not how I intended to start the show. However, it seems silly not to address the issue of Lucy's both lateness and drunk text that she sent at 10:30 in the morning.
Right. Friday. Getting the train back from Leicester with some work colleagues.
Right, hang on. So your weekend actually started earlier than Friday, did it?
It was Friday at like 3, 4-ish.
Okay.
I'd say my weekend started.
Because you worked in Leicester, did you?
Because we worked in Leicester, which meant we got to leave a bit early, because obviously compensate, getting across the country.
Of course.
So me and a couple of colleagues had a glass of wine each on the train. It was lovely, we were all chatting, it was really, really nice.
Extortionate wine? Overpriced wine, my favourite type of wine.
I didn't pay for it, my boss did.
Okay.
So I had a glass of wine there, and then we had a break in between stations at the pub, because we had like 45-minute wait. So I'll have another glass of wine.
Okay, where did you change, can I ask?
We changed at Reading.
Reading, okay.
Reading, lovely little pub there. Thank you very much for that. So we had another glass there.
Mm-hmm.
Got my train back in and I pegged it to a gig that I was going to. My friend.
This is back home in Brighton.
I got back to Brighton just in time. I ran down to the new club. This new club's opened.
Okay.
Very cool. My friend was playing the opening band of this big night.
Very nice.
Got there just in time. So obviously I had quite a few bevvies there.
Yeah, of course, as you do.
Bit of vodka.
Okay.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Had that. Ended a lot earlier than I thought. Because I was like, it's Friday. You know, I'm a 9-to-5 girl now. I want to go out on my Friday night.
Of course.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
And it finished. To be honest, it all kind of was dying down at about 10:30. And I was like, I'll ring around and see what people are up to.
All right.
So I sent some messages, you know, to my people. And someone was like, I'm going to a house party. Do you want to come with me?
Right.
Yes, I do, is the answer to that.
Right. So you agree to go to a house party about 11 o'clock?
Yeah, we probably got, because we did some pre-drinks, so there was a bit more crowbarred in there.
Hang on, so you went to a gig and then started pre-drinking?
Yep.
I mean, already, it just sounds horrific.
I mean, you're understanding why the text happened now, I think.
I mean, yeah, but that was 12 hours later, there's still more explaining to do.
So then, so pre-drinks, we probably got to this party about 12:01.
Okay.
And it was quite quiet, and we were like, oh, we've missed it, it's dying down.
Right.
So we were like, I didn't really know that many people.
And was it your sort of thing?
It was so Brighton.
Right,
they weren't like Brighton uni students, they were people who were born and bred Brighton.
Right, so
they
describe some of the clientele this party attracted?
So beautiful and cool and just effortless.
Was it those boys we talked about before? Who have those caps that don't fit and shirts that are too big for them?
You know what? I thought they would be like that.
Okay.
They were better than that.
What were they like?
There's a lot of actors.
Ah, okay.
I met a lot of proper actors, which is very cool.
Have they been in anything we've heard of?
One of them has been in The World's End. Simon Pegg, Nick Frost.
Okay, yeah, that'll do.
The third one.
As an extra?
No, he was in it. And
did he play? Anybody of relevance?
I can't remember the character's name. He played a young version of one of the main characters.
Okay, no, that's all right.
It's a good role. And he's in a new sitcom with Adela Hanlon. And he's like a proper character in it.
Okay.
He's like the secondary character to Adela Hanlon. Anyway, yeah, so there's loads of... They were all actors and footballers, it seemed.
Right, okay. What teams do these footballers play for?
I think they were like in the... Because some of them were a bit younger. And they were like playing in the under... Like 21 and under teams.
Okay, for like, I don't know, Brighton?
Probably. Yeah, one was Brighton. But I don't remember the rest. It's all a haze. But they were lovely people. And I was a bit like, oh, okay, I was being a bit shy, but I'll try and mingle. And then I was like, oh, it's going to die down. I'll have it home. This will be fine.
What time is this when you think it's going to die down?
Probably about, like, it got to about 2. And it was quite quiet. And I was like, oh no, I'm glad I came. It's nice to chat. And then all of a sudden, about 30 people turned up. And this is a small house.
Yeah.
So that feels like loads. And loads of people I knew. And they brought a drink. And we're like, oh, party. And we partied.
Right.
We partied all night long, Sam.
Well, when you started at 2, so I suppose you could argue you didn't party all night long.
I've been partying all night before that.
I suppose you did.
So we partied, and then it started getting light.
Yes.
And that's when we got some, you know, we got some food out.
Right.
And we had some beer, we had some crisps, and we were chilling, and it was lovely.
So that was like wind down then?
Yeah, this is the thing. This got to about 5, 6, and we were starting to wind down.
Yeah,
and people were gradually drifting off home.
You're still drinking. So although you may feel more civilised, you were actually getting worse and worse.
Possibly. It didn't feel like it at the time. I felt like a lady. A lady of the early morn.
I don't think so.
So we kept drinking.
Yeah.
And then people were splitting off, and the person whose house it was getting a bit like, oh my God, leave.
Yeah, I can imagine.
They tidied up and everything, and we were still there in the garden. So we're like, oh God, we better go.
You've not offered to help tidy up then?
God, no.
No.
And I didn't want to wake my flatmates up. And there was a group of us going to stay with my friends. And I was like, great, we'll all go back there.
Well, it's now the morning, so actually it's fine to wake your flatmates up, isn't it?
Well, not at 6 a.m. on a Saturday.
Well, that's much better than, say, 3 a.m, isn't it? If someone woke me up at 6, I'd be like, well, it's the morning now, that's absolutely fine. I got up at this time yesterday, I don't mind being woken up that time today.
Not going to lie to you, Sam, wasn't in a very logical state of mind at 6 a.m. on Saturday.
I've never heard anybody before go, oh, it's the morning, I can't wake my flatmates up now.
Well, this is the thing. So they were all going back and getting a taxi anyway, and I would have had to go get a taxi in the opposite direction on my own. And
okay, that's absolutely fine, because that's home.
And then, well, bear with, we went.
It's now 6 a.m, so it's not like it's, you know, weird and at night. It's
well,
light, for God's sake.
Well, he's a very good friend of mine, and all his flatmates are on holiday, so there was free beds and everything. And they're like, oh, maybe we can all hang out tomorrow and do something. So I went back, and we ended up cracking open some beers.
Right, okay. This is about the 5th or 6th party
this is about 7.
You've been to.
This is about 7 a.m,
right,
I'd say.
But over the course of the evening, this is about maybe the 5th or 6th different group of friends you've been with in a night.
Can't help the unpopular, Sam. Cannot help that.
I think at some point you've got to realise it's too much of a good thing.
Well, I mean, we're still only on Saturday.
Right, okay. Well,
so then 7 and we were drinking and it was lovely and it was fun. Great music on. I mean, everyone was kind of having a like, and then it got a bit like, oh, people started getting guitars out and stuff.
Oh,
and I was
God.
Like, no.
Right, okay, that's not for me.
Put the guitars away. Yeah, I hate that. Yeah.
But because this must be like 8 o'clock now, so.
Yeah,
you could put like Soccer AM on now or something like that. It'd be much better than a guitar.
I suggested TV, but no, it was the guitars. And that wasn't fun. I mean, they're good, but guys, if you're listening, just don't do that. Just don't. Bring a guitar out at a party. Never, ever, ever.
I think only professional musicians can do that.
Literally professional musician and who can sing as well. Because if you're just playing the guitar, it's like, and what?
Yeah, no. Like, if I was at a party with Ed Sheeran, I'd be quite disappointed if he didn't get his guitar
obviously,
out.
Obviously, that's Ed Sheeran, but you know.
No, but I'm saying only people on his level can do it.
I think also if maybe you do it like, if you're a really good guitar player and you do it once every now and again.
Yeah.
That's one thing. But you know there are people who clearly do it every time there's a guitar in the room.
They're waiting for the opportunity.
Like, every time I see a piano or a trumpet, I don't go like, hey guys, listen to some Mozart.
Well, there's also the equivalent of this with people who like to DJ, right? I'm even maybe guilty of this myself. I want to throw a party simply because I want to play the records.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
But then there's people who really do it all the time. I've got a really good friend. If he listens to this, which I know he doesn't, but if he did, he would know exactly who I'm talking about, because he thinks he's the king of parties. What actually he is just self-indulgent, because he loves DJing. Mm-hmm. So he's like, everybody come to mine, it's fine, I don't mind being the host. It's because he can play his tunes.
That's quite clever.
Well, no, it's the same thing as these people.
Yeah,
they just happen to have their guitar with them. They've come straight from guitar practice to this party.
Yeah.
And they're just biding the time till everyone's drunk enough, and everyone's kind of just like, beginning to wind down. I think, oh, okay, I know. I'll do an a cappella version of Dancing in the Moonlight.
I'm definitely going to do that next time with my tenor horn. Oh, guys, I've just come from tenor horn
That's
practice.
It. Perfect. And then what would you do? Because you'd have to do everything. You want something that everyone can kind of sing along to.
Hey Jude.
Okay.
So it got to about 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I was like,
This is in the morning, people. Let's remember that.
9 a.m. Saturday. And I was like, right, I'm going to go to bed because this is silly now.
Can I tell you what I was doing at 9 a.m? Just to put this in perspective.
Were you not in bed?
I was already out of the shower and getting on with my day.
Thank God I didn't wake you up.
No, you didn't. 10:30. Yeah, literally, I was out when I received that text.
Wow.
Yeah, I was shopping.
Were you shocked?
I think I said love you too, didn't I? So I was like, oh.
I felt, okay, so this is what happened. I went to bed at 9 and I sort of drifted off. I was finding it really hard to sleep because there was all these people doing rubbish music downstairs. I was like, oh my God. So I went to sleep at 9-ish and then I suddenly woke up and for some reason, you know, when you've had a few drinks, you worry about the stupidest things. I just went, oh my God, Fuba, I haven't prepared anything this week.
Right, okay.
And I was just panicking for some reason because it was the only thing I had to do this weekend.
Of course.
So I texted you that and I was really getting wound up about it, like, oh God, what if it... Which I
yeah,
never...
But you still had over 24 hours.
Yeah, I still didn't do it.
No, that's true.
And... so then, yeah, that's why when you sent back saying love you, I was very relieved.
Why?
I was like, oh, good. I don't know. I was smashed.
But what you've got to remember, right, is I said love you too, thinking that you would then probably stop drinking, maybe have a sleep, and then think, oh, okay, maybe I should start thinking about it now. But you didn't. You went on.
Well, this is the thing. I did have about a 1 or 2 hours sleep. But okay. The problem was...
I mean, that's sensible. I think that's what doctors recommend, isn't
it? I had about 1 or 2 hours sleep. But the problem was people came in to sleep on the futon on the floor in my room and they were just talking and laughing the whole time.
So when you say they came in to sleep?
They just came in to talk there next to my head.
Quite the opposite then, I suppose.
So I couldn't sleep. So I was just kind of wandering around waiting for everyone to wake up and I was like, right, I'll go home and all this stuff. And then somebody, yeah, we all woke up and they went, anyone fancy the cinema and going to Wetherspoons? And I was like...
Right, okay, Wetherspoons makes complete sense at that point. Some cheap, relatively greasy food. I'm sorry, James Weatherspoon, if you're listening right now, but your food tends to be of the greasy kind, because that's what I'm picking.
Extraordinarily greasy. Yeah, we're choosing the greasy option. I'm sure the salad's not greasy, but who's going to Weatherspoon's for a salad?
Exactly.
So we went to Spoon's, and then we went to the cinema, because it's right next door.
What do you see?
Mr. Holmes, Ian McKellen.
No idea what that is.
It's Sherlock Holmes as an old man. It was great.
Okay.
My friend slept through it all. I loved it. And then we were like, should we go to the pub?
Right, okay.
And I wasn't feeling tired, so I said yes. And then we got a taxi back.
You know that thought you had at like 10 o'clock in the morning, like, oh God, I haven't paid anything for FUBAR? Did that thought reoccur throughout the rest of the day?
I literally forgot FUBAR even existed for that day.
There you go.
Probably because I was continually
drunk.
I'll clip
that up and play it to the boss.
Continually drunk the whole time. So then to get a taxi back, basically I have to go via my friend's house to get to mine. So we're all there, and I'd left something at his. I think it was these earrings on the table there, and they're not actually mine. They're my flatmate's. So I was like, oh God, I have to get them. She doesn't know I've taken them.
Okay.
Went in to get them, and there were some more people there that I know. And I was like, oh, I'll just stay and chat for a bit. And then it all started again.
Wow.
Until about 5 this morning, and I did get a couple hours. I got 5 till 8.
This morning, okay.
Yeah, so technically not a double all-nighter.
So like 4 hours across the space
of
48 hours.
Yeah, 4 hours since 5:30 on Friday morning.
It's good going.
I'm not going to lie, I'm a little bit proud.
You're a little bit proud?
I think you're pretending to be angry, but I think you're a little bit proud of me.
Well, not really, because this isn't... I don't know who you think I am, but I'm not somebody who advocates... Well, I mean, you can drink. You're over 18, that's absolutely fine. But drinking to what you did was awful.
That much... considering the length of time.
Okay.
I didn't have that, like, I was surprised at how little I'd had. I think I was just so energetic and full of joie de vivre and everything. Okay. And it was people I hadn't seen for ages.
And I also know what you mean.
Yeah.
Now you've started this new job, you do feel a pressure to be more adventurous of a weekend.
Yeah, you feel like you have to make the most of the weekend. And I was like, sleeping's for wimps. Go, go, go. And also, when you start a proper job, I don't know if you're like this, because obviously we've just finished uni. So most of our friends, I find, I haven't got full-time jobs yet. And because I have, I feel like I'm sort of... I'm growing further apart from them already. It's so quick, because they're all like hanging out and doing stuff and going out clubbing on a Wednesday. So, yeah, I felt like I had to make the effort.
I was a bit like that this weekend. Like, I'm working now, I have maybe had too many weekends in a row when I'm going out.
Mm.
Hence, perhaps why this show has dipped a little bit. And I'll be the first to admit it.
Yeah, yeah, we're sad to say it, but it's true.
But this weekend, I was like, right, that's it.
We're out the dip.
I need to start being good at radio again. I am not going out this weekend. But then I decided to go home to see friends from home. And I was like... Well, now I'm here, it's got to be a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, I went off the idea at the crucial moment. I was going to leave the pub, because I just went to catch up with friends. It was just the pub, and it got to about 12, 1 o'clock, and it was like, do we move on?
Mm.
and I was very much up for it. In fact, I'd got a group of people to agree to it, and then once that group were all okay with it, I then bottled it. Which sounds awful,
oh,
but I think it was the right
guy.
Decision. It was the right decision.
Oh, you're that guy.
No, because I think about my future. I think about what I've got to do on a Sunday night, whereas you don't.
Sam, hence why, the bottler, huh? Oh.
Yeah, but I mean, you turned up at 6:02, so I may be Sam the bottler, huh? But I've been here since 3:00 this afternoon. This is why I sound like this and have come with loads of fresh ideas, and you haven't even unpacked your bag yet.
I'm hungry.
Exactly. This is what I mean. There's a shop there. I can play a record if you want.
Play a long record. I'm gonna get some Monster Munch.
Okay. And what do you know? What I'm gonna do actually.
Other foot-shaped crisps probably aren't available.
No, they're not. I mean, you can compare them to those alien crisps, similar flavour.
Oh yeah, actually, yeah. No, fair play. Alien's
and they're only 10p. So.
Yeah, but they taste like 10p.
That's right. You could say that. That's kind of true. Yeah.
A little bit true.
My dad's just calling me. Thanks for listening, Dad.
Hi.
We'll get to the first feature.
Hi, Mr. Hutt.
No, we can't answer it now.
Please answer, Mr. Hutt.
Should I?
Yeah, do it quick before he goes. Mr. Hutt.
Okay.
Come on. Quick.
Hello. Oh. Hello.
Should I fill in
more? No, it's a pocket call. It's a pocket call. He can't hear me.
Was that actually a pocket call or did you just say
no,
that?
No, honestly, he didn't say hello. Which
I can't
is
believe he
worst.
Just pocket called you during your radio show.
Well, yeah, it's very bad, isn't it?
That's hilarious.
I wish he was on the other end because then I could have embarrassed him. But instead, I'm now embarrassed because he didn't actually want to call me. It's not like a father calling a son on Father's Day.
Well, you should be with him. It's not his fault.
I have spoke to him today and I got him some beers.
Oh, well
done. Yeah, I saw him yesterday.
Proud of you.
And what did you get your dad?
I'm taking him out for a Chinese and see Jurassic World on Tuesday. Thank you.
Okay, well, my dad's not into kind of 3D dinosaur-based films, so I just had to go with beers.
I'm going to see it in 2D.
2D? Is that because you're paying?
Yes.
Yeah, so I think what's going to happen there is your dad turns up and goes, why aren't we getting those glasses? And you'd be like, well, we're only seeing it in 2D. And
I might just give him the glasses.
What do you mean, with 2D?
Yeah, so I'd be like, wow, this is weird. This is trippy.
Yeah, why is everything like that
the
red and blue
effects
colour?
On this are mental.
That's not a good idea. But what will happen is he'll turn up expecting 3D, realise it's 2D, probably go, oh, for God's sake, let me just pay.
Cheapskate. And then I won't have to pay for any of it. Because I'll never transfer the money back. I never do.
It's not going to happen.
Never transfer money back.
You go get Monster Munch.
Yep.
And I'm going to be really self-indulgent. And play our Naughty Naughty tune for today.
Oh my God, what is it?
Headlining Glastonbury next weekend, it's a bit of Kanye.
Yo, G, they can't stop me from rapping Kenny. Kenny Hop. I spit it through the wire, man. There's too much stuff on my heart right now, man. I gladly risk it all right now. It's a life or death situation, man. Y'all don't really understand how I feel right now, man. It's your boy Kanye Titter. Shutdown, what's going on? Yeah, I drink a boost for breakfast, an insure for dessert. Somebody order pancakes, I just sip the scissor. That right there could drive a sane man berserk. Not to worry, Mr. Ace to the Izzles back to Wizard. How do you console my mom? Or give her light support? Telling her son's on life support. And just imagine how my girl feel. On the plane, scared as hell that I got. Look like Emmett Till. She was with me before the deal. She been trying to be mine. She a Delta, so she been throwing that dynasty sign. No use me trying to be lying. I've been trying to be signed. Trying to be a millionaire. How I use 2 lifelines. In the same hospital where Biggie Smalls died. The doctor said I had blood clots. But I ain't Jamaican, man. Story on MTV. And I ain't trying to make a band. I swear this right here. History in the making, man. I really apologize to everyone right now. It's unclear at all, man. They got my mouth wired shut. Like, I don't know. The doctor said like 6 weeks. You know, yeah, I had reconstructive surgery on my jaw. I looked in the mirror, half of my jaw was in the back of my mouth, man. I couldn't believe it. But I'm still here for y'all right now, man. This is what I got to say right here, though.
Yeah. Turn me up, yeah. What if somebody from the shadow was ill? Got a deal on the hottest rap label around. But he wasn't talking about coke and birds. It was more like spoken word. Except he's really putting it down. And he explained the story about how blacks came from glory and what we need to do in a game. Good dude, bad night, right place, wrong time. In the blink of an eye, his whole life changed. If you could feel how my face felt, you would know how Mace felt. Thank God I ain't too cool for the safe belt. I swear to God, drive a 212. I got a lawyer for the case to keep us in my safe. Safe, my dogs couldn't tell if I look like Tom Cruise on Vanilla Sky. It was televised. It's been an accident like Geico. Thank God I was burned up like Pepsi did Michael. I must got an angel, cause look how death missed his ass. Unbreakable, what you thought they call me, Mr. Glass? Look back on my life like the ghost of Christmas past. Toys R Us where I used to spend that Christmas cash. And I still won't grow up, I'm a grown ass kid. Swear I should be locked up for stupid shit that I did. But I'm a champion, so I turn tragedy to triumph. Make music that's fire, spit my soul through the wire.
You know what I'm saying? When the doctor told me I had a, I was gonna have to have a plate in my chin, I said, dog, did you realize I'll never make it on a plane now? It's bad enough I got all this jewelry on. She can't be serious, man.
Nice to hear this. Kanye West, Through the Wire. For me, one of the underrated Kanye West songs. This was way before. You know when he wasn't an idiot?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
What, when he did, like, American Boy?
Was that post-idiot? No, I think he was on his way by that point.
Okay, semi-idiot.
Yeah, I mean, there was a time when he was just one bloke signed to Jay-Z's label.
Mm-hmm.
Just one of Jay-Z's many proteges before he kind of got to his level and perhaps some would say surpassed him and turned into what he is today. So, because now it's got to a point now where it's like, when I hear that record, I'm like, I cannot wait for Saturday. But then the other part of me thinks, do I really want to go see Kanye West?
Yes.
Because what he's like.
It's hilarious.
Really?
I think I'd see him if he was there. But then I've never seen him before or anything like that. So, be a good experience.
What I'm expecting, though, is for me to go and not hear too much music and probably just witness a rant. Like, there'll be some chip on his shoulder. Perhaps some security guard didn't realise it was Kanye West on the way in, so then we'll get some rant about security guys thinking they're all that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then that's half an hour of his Glastonbury set gone, whereas I could have been at the other stage watching Deadmau5 or something like that.
Oh, Deadmau5's good.
It's not my meal. Not my cup of tea.
So, anyway. Our Foo Fighters, I know that everyone's been talking about.
Yeah, Foo Fighters are gone.
They're definitely gone.
Yeah, Dave Grohl's got a bad leg.
God.
Yeah, so Florence has been bumped up, which is awesome. Kind of ironic because she's just recovered from having a bad leg. Jess Glynn is off.
What?
Jess Glynn's gone.
Gutting.
She's got a sore throat or something, which is a positive thing for me because I can cry at Jess Glynn records. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
I'm thinking, I'm just thinking at Glastonbury, it's quite, I mean, I've not been before, so I'm a first timer. Apparently it's quite an emotional place.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's intense. It is just, you know, from what I've heard, I've never been able to afford it. But like, you don't sleep and you just keep going and it's like, it's a marathon.
That's it. So at some point you're going to break, aren't you?
Yeah, and it's physically draining. And I would have thought that everybody will have a little cry at some point, and especially you.
Well, definitely me. I think it will be a case of a tally for me. If me and my friends keep a tally, I am definitely winning. But one 100% crying moment for me would have been Jess Glynn.
Who's replacing her then?
I don't think there's a case of replacing it. I mean, they didn't even replace Foo Fighters. They just went, Florence was the penultimate act on Friday.
Now she's the biggest.
Now she's, yeah.
Are you really gutted about Foo Fighters?
Not my thing. I wouldn't have been there anyway.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
that's good.
I'm not really bothered.
Yeah, I'm not bothered about them at all.
The Who are on Sunday night.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's not really for me again.
That kind of thing.
If I could actually decide he went to Glastonbury, I think the lineup would kind of look like Flo Rida headline on Friday.
Yep, okay.
Then maybe Nicki Minaj and Lil Wayne, some kind of duo thing.
Nicki Minaz, yes, Lil Wayne, no.
Lil Wayne, that makes sense.
As much as I love saying it.
Lil Wayne. Come Sunday.
I thought that's a band then. I thought you said Sunday.
No, come Sunday. Maybe like 1D. 1D, but only with Zayn. Zayn has to make some kind of miraculous U-turn and he turns up on the Pyramid stage on Sunday at Glastonbury.
He went for Glasto. I reckon he'd do it. They begged him.
Well, it's not going to happen now, is it? Because the Who were there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think it's 1D when you got the Who. The original 1D, some say.
Can I have your opinion on something quickly?
Yep.
I didn't know whether today to come on and talk about Glastonbury because I thought, is it very self-indulgent? Are people going to be sitting at home just thinking, shut up?
We're not going.
Exactly.
Well, it's annoying me because I'm not going to any festivals this year.
Well, no, you can change that though, can't you?
Well, what festival should I go to? All right, I'm skint and I can only go on
weekends.
But
you've got a job now.
Yeah, I'm still skint.
There's day festivals. In fact, there's a day festival that I'm going to ask to stay at your house for.
Oh, okay.
There's one in Brighton that I really fancy going to.
Which one?
It's called...
Because there's quite a lot at the moment.
Yeah, there is a lot of festivals in Brighton. What is it called? Shakedown Festival.
Oh, okay.
I think it's August, mid-August.
Yeah, sure.
And I wouldn't have asked you previously because I've got a friend from home who lives in Brighton.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have made sense for me to stay with her. But she's going to have moved out of her house in Brighton literally the week before. So now it's like I'm going to go to my second choice friend, which is you.
Well, I'm just happy I'm in the top five.
Well, no, you're top two of my friends in Brighton.
Yeah, but is that because you got two?
I'd say, in my phone, I have the phone number of four people who live in Brighton.
And I'm two.
You're top two.
Bitch, please, that's awesome.
You'll take that, won't you?
I will take that.
Do you know why, though? You've just been bumped up from three to two.
What happened?
Literally.
Someone move out of Brighton.
No. I did have a friend, Joe, lives in Brighton, right?
Yeah.
But you've just surpassed him.
Why?
Because you've brought good news for me this week.
Oh, yeah.
Very good news.
Very good news.
Have you seen on iTunes recently?
I've written it on my hand so I can get it as a tattoo.
Right, what have you written on your hand? Your handwriting is very similar to mine. Have I written that?
No, I wrote it, but the pen ran out, so at the moment it hasn't got the end of the second
Yeah, see, that's
word.
Like a hallmark of me as well. I always run out.
Our handwriting's really similar.
Very similar. I'm not seeing anything like that. That's weird.
That is creepy.
I'm wondering if we're soulmates now.
Yeah, possibly.
Anyway.
Like hand twins, but like... writing twins.
I don't know. Maybe just soulmates. I don't know. They say you've always got a doppelganger. Somewhere in the world, there's someone who looks identical to you.
Mm-hmm.
Could it be that you're my handwriting doppelganger or whatever it's called?
We've both got dark brown hair, tallish. We're both a little bit tan at the moment. You keep accusing me of using a sunbed, even though I haven't been.
Yeah, every time.
You don't believe me, do you?
No. We've played two records so far, and both times I've been like, go on then, where are you going? How much is it?
I swear on my life I haven't.
Oh, you want a plan?
I've never used a sunbed or a fake tan at like anything.
Spray tan?
Never. Honestly, never.
Well, you're more tan now than when you came back from Portugal.
Which I don't understand.
Because you've got a job now. It's not like you've been spending all day at Brighton Beach.
No, I've been wearing like a blazer. I mean, the whole weekend, this weekend.
This is weird.
Night and day I was tanned. You honestly don't believe me, do you?
No, not having any of it. No, because I am one of those people who also lies about using sunbeds.
Do you use sunbeds?
Now and again.
Oh my god, did you?
Well, I'm trying to get a tan for Glastonbury.
Sam?
Basically, I haven't used sunbed since last summer, right? So, and then in the last month, I've been going. And my boss said to me the other day...
Don't accuse me of using sunbeds just so you can
justify... No, because it takes one to know one.
Because you can justify your sunbed use.
It's not that.
Look at my skin, it's natural and beautiful.
No, right, my skin
Look,
is also
natural. Okay, if I've been using sunbeds, how come the bottoms of my arms are really pale still? That's my normal colour, isn't it? And, like, you know, when you turn your hands over, so palms up to the air. My forearms are still really pale, my usual colour. And then the top is really dark, which surely shows it's natural.
No, mine's like that.
Because if I had a sunbed, I'd make sure all my body is done.
No, it doesn't work like that.
I'm not going to take my top off. But if I were, you'd see that I still have my halter neck from my halter neck dresses and swimming costumes.
Okay, it still happens on sunbeds, because look at me, I've got white arms and dark arms.
I can't believe you use sunbeds.
I don't see what's wrong with it.
You're so amazing. You are amazing.
You have to be over 18 to listen to this show, this station, so that means we can say that it's okay to use sunbeds. I mean, although...
I mean, I'm not sure I think it is.
I mean, it's bad for your skin, isn't it?
Well, exactly, it's really bad for you, isn't it?
But if you're 18, it is legal.
It's legal, obviously.
So we are okay to say it.
Oh yeah, of course.
I think if we worked at another radio station, we'd probably have to stop this conversation.
I would say don't use sunbeds.
Good. You've just got me out of a deep hole there.
I would say, you know, if you're going outside at all, any weather, put on Factor 50, guys.
See,
you know
good.
What? You know what? I'm lying.
Go on.
My sun cream left over from my Portugal holiday.
Yeah.
Is like one of those like brownish ones.
Right. I know what you mean. So it contains fake tan.
I don't know. Well, it's sort of, it's like Hawaiian tropical something, and it says it like enhances tanning. So does that mean it's just fake tan?
No. Well, some of them, right? Some of these sun creams you put on and they've got like a darkening thing in, so it's effectively fake tan. Other ones are like tanning oil, aren't they? Which just enhances.
Yeah. It says it's like enhances tan and moisturizes skin. And I never normally bother with it. Like, I don't moisturize. Right. I don't know what exfoliating is. I legit don't know what that means.
Everyone tells me I should exfoliate my feet. Because I've got bad feet.
You've got bad feet as well? I've got bad feet.
Really bad feet.
Like,
you don't want to see my feet.
I mean, we'll have a feet off one day.
Really?
Yeah, because mine are really bad.
Mine will offend you.
Mine shock people.
Okay, well, we might have to make this happen then.
God, maybe we are soulmates.
Possibly. We need to talk about our news, though. I mean, I've tried to go there.
Sorry, but tanning got
away.
Distracting.
Yeah.
I don't use sunbeds. I do not use sunbeds.
Neither do I.
Lies. So what's the news?
The news is, this week, right, the same bloke who said to me, have you been on the sunbeds? My boss at work. The next day when I turned up, because that was his opening chat, he's not one of those blokes who says hi. He's like, have you been using sunbeds? And then next day, congratulations. And I'm like, hello, speaking to me? And he was speaking to me, and he tells me, I've seen your face on iTunes. He says, you're new and newsworthy. And I was like, what are you talking about? Turns out, this show, but like the podcasted version of it, the one where you don't get the song, so it is actually better to listen to it live.
Not as good version, because our songs are amazing. Or the listen again on the Fubar app.
Correct, you get your songs, yeah.
Because if you go on for people that don't know, because I know a lot of people listen to us on iTunes, if you go on listen again, not only do you get all of the songs for free, but also you can download it, and it's basically like a podcast.
And it sits there.
And it just stays there. You can download like five of our podcasts at once.
That's it.
All for free and everything like that. So
listen on the tube.
You might as well just go use the Fubar app. Like, I don't get any extra money for saying this. I genuinely think it's better.
Because
you get all our great music. I mean, you get some rubbish music thrown in there as well. But you get all our great music, and you can have like five of them at once.
Perfect.
Brilliant.
However, iTunes is getting our faces out there.
Ooh,
as has happened this week. Because apparently there's this thing where they say, oh, these people, they're new and they're noteworthy. You should listen.
I hate that picture though.
It's an awful picture.
It's not great of both of us. It doesn't look like us.
It doesn't. I looked today and I was like, whoa.
I look about 40 in it.
Do you?
I think I look really old in it.
Tell me what you think I look like.
Okay. I think I look like... It's the one where I'm looking at you, right? And you're facing forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm wearing something I would never normally wear because that day... Oh, God, I sound so bad, but that day I remember I was super hungover. Do you remember?
And I didn't warn you, did I?
And you did not warn me. We were doing photos and I was not with it. So I was wearing a massive jumper with a jacket over the top, which is not my kind of look.
Right.
Hair, mess. Makeup, mess. Shiny. You know, shiny.
As you often are. Not you, I mean, you often are.
What is the morning after drinking?
Definitely.
Right now, I am glistening. I'm so shiny. And in the photo, I think I look really old. And I'm trying to do like a, oh, Sam, kind of look.
Yeah, that's what we were trying to go for, wasn't it?
Yeah, oh, Sam, you kooky guy. So it just means I get a bit of a double chin because I'm kind of doing a weird angle. And I don't have a double chin. I don't think I do.
I can confirm Lucy has just one chin.
Thank you very much. So I've got a double chin in it. I look old. Makeup, hair, clothes, awful.
Right.
So because of the bad clothes, it makes me look bigger than I am as well. So it's just bad. You just don't look like you.
I was thinking the exact same thing. I was like, how did my boss even recognise me in that photo?
You don't look like you in that photo. But then also your Twitter profile picture.
Right.
If it's still the one I think it is. I haven't looked in ages.
Well, it's stalking me on Twitter now.
No, when I first... Is it still the black and white one?
Yeah.
Where you're like... That you've had like for years.
No, I've had it about a year. That picture was taken literally a year ago.
Yeah.
Oh, we've known each other. Okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Like, I don't think either of those pictures look like you.
So is that a bad thing? So that picture there...
the Twitter one, it is a nice picture.
That one there doesn't look like me.
That is a really nice picture. Oh, it doesn't look like you at all.
Like, would you say an improvement or... Which is the better face?
Your real face.
My real face is a better face.
So I think you should update that because you look a little bit like Jimmy Mystery in that.
Okay. Do you know the other thing that I've been told I'd look nothing like me?
Mm.
In the history of me having Tinder, I've got two matches...
You're on Tinder?
Well, I've given it a go, haven't I? It was
Fair.
A bit on the show, right? It was a bit on a different show.
Yeah.
Justin's show.
And Justin,
what, can we talk about Justin? Yeah,
Justin, I was just doing Justin Timberlake.
Oh, were you? No, not that Justin. Justin Lee Collins.
Oh.
Tuesday and Thursday, 7 till 9. I'm normally there with
7 till 9?
7 till 9, yeah.
Ah, funsies.
There you are. So... We set it up Tinder, because actually at the time I had a girlfriend, right?
Mm.
But I was like, oh, nah, let's get on Tinder, everyone's doing it, we'll be funny, it'll be for the show. In my life, and now I take Tinder seriously, still only two matches in a year of having it.
What picture have you put up?
Shall I show you now?
Yeah.
Let's see what you think.
Can we tweet it out so that people can see what we're talking about?
I mean, do we have to?
Well, then I feel bad because we're just looking at pictures of you.
Well, no, somebody can find me on Tinder if they want.
Okay, find him on Tinder. I mean, is Tinder radius based?
Yeah, so you have to just bump up your radius.
Okay, bump up your radius if you're outside of the, you know, northwest London area.
Yeah.
If you're
thank
in northwest
you.
London, keep swiping.
Yeah.
Because he'll be there. You'll find him.
Yeah, but you might not know it's me. I'll get this picture. The only reason I don't want to tweet it out is because we'll have to write the words, "Do you reckon Sam should change his Tinder profile?"
To which
my 300 and something followers would be like, "What an idiot."
Please. No, we'll tweet it on the FUBAR account. Then thousands will see it.
Right, that's
at FUBAR Radio.
Right, there you are. That's
us.
My picture. Do you want to describe what's
Shut
happening?
Shut up. Is that your picture?
Why?
Right, okay.
Is that not okay? What's wrong with that?
I'm not going to touch it. Okay. Don't worry. I'm not going to touch it. I swear on my life. I'm not going to touch your Tinder because that's nasty. Okay, right.
What's now, going on in the picture, please?
Okay, so the picture is of Sam clearly at a party of some sort.
It's in a yurt.
Of course. I was about to say, is it a teepee?
Yeah.
Amazing. So he's in a yurt and he's kind of lounging back.
I thought that just kind of summed up my personality. I like to be at one with nature.
Shut up, Sam. He looks a bit not with it, and he's got a hoodie, big grey hoodie with a black jacket on top, and it's one of those jackets that's very hot right now. It's black jacket with the tartan.
Yeah, Harrington jacket.
Oh God, they're everywhere. And he's doing like a weird little claw with his hand.
Well, do you know what actually?
It's kind of like floppy claw. It's like,
What's actually going on in that photo is I'm saying, don't take a picture of me.
And his face, he's kind of looking side on, and it looks like, you know when people go, oh, don't take a picture, don't take a picture, and then just when the person's about to snap, they go, hi.
I was thinking I look a bit like I'm modelling for Top Man.
Yeah, that's the look you're going for in that picture.
Yeah.
Because it is, you can tell you don't want it taken, but at just the last moment, you've made an effort and you've done a little...
Well, because it's going to happen, isn't it?
Hello.
The arm went out to say, don't take a picture.
Yeah.
But then I thought, hang on, I'm layered up. I'm in a teepee. This could be a scene from a Top Man catalogue.
Now, this is my thing with this photo.
Go on.
It's very handsome. It's more handsome than your Twitter one.
Right.
You look very handsome in it.
Yeah, but which face is more handsome? Real face, human 3D face, or 2D face?
I would say this 2D face, Tinder 2D face, and real face, are akin. They're equal handsomeness levels.
Yeah.
However,
right.
I feel something about this picture does not reflect your funny, bubbly, kind, friendly personality.
Okay.
And I understand
this. Do I look tired?
You look drunk. You look like you're trying to be a bit of a Batman. I'm not going to lie to you. That's what this is giving off. And as much as you DJ and have fun and, you know, lads,
DJ,
lads,
really?
Lads, you're not a bad man.
Thank you. Well, no, that's a compliment in there, isn't there?
So
I should change that picture.
I think it should
but
be...
But girls like a bad boy. And I'm attracting... I'm trying to attract females.
Well, I think you can get a better picture.
All right, I'll have to think about that.
Can we, like, maybe this should be a thing on the next show that I take a few pictures of you.
And the
Twitter, well, I'll prepare people so they're ready on Twitter next week.
Right.
At FUBAR Radio. I promise you, we will tweet out pictures of Sam.
Okay.
And you have to tell me which one he gets to choose for his Tinder picture.
You can do this if you want.
I'll show you the current one. I'll slide the current one in subtly and see if people pick it anyway.
Well, no, you described it now. You said he's wearing a Harrington jacket. He looks like he's trying to be
bad. Okay, so you have
to
wear a Harrington jacket in every single one now.
Okay.
I'm sure you can manage
that. That's absolutely fine. I'm not saying I necessarily use Tinder. This was for a bit for the show and it's now going to be a new
bit for the show. So you don't use sunbeds and you don't use Tinder?
Nope.
Neither of those things.
Also wasn't drunk in that picture, so
also wasn't drunk in that picture. We're fine. Sam's fine. Lucy's fine.
That's it. We're going to actually have to get on with the show at some point.
Sorry, yeah, there's actually like loads of proper stuff to talk about.
There is, because I came in, do you remember? You know, you got here at like 2 minutes past six.
Oh, fuck,
I was
give
in at
it
three,
up, mate.
So I thought I'd do some actual work, and I've picked some songs as well.
Hey,
actual records.
We're still new and noteworthy.
Oh, yeah, we need to get to that as well.
Yeah.
We still haven't really talked about that.
Congrats on that, mate.
New and noteworthy. Well, no, I'm not happy about it, if I'm honest.
Why?
Well, because it's a bit scary, isn't it? I've got the definitions written down in new and noteworthy, which we'll get to after this record, right? But I just think it's all a bit scary.
Oh, God.
Our face is next door, next to Nick Grimshaw's face. How's that happened?
Oh, God, it's such a... We need a new picture.
We do need a new picture.
Yeah.
Right, we'll play this, innit, right? Play this record.
Yep.
Off the bat, we'll get a new picture. We'll talk about what new noteworthy means. And lots more besides, all right?
Fantastic.
Right, new music from Yolanda Be Cool. Remember them? Had that song called We No Speak No Americano?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't remember it, do you?
Nope.
New music from them. It's called Soul Makossa. Money.
mama kusa, mama cool, mama sa, mama makusa, mama cool, mama sa, mama makusa, mama cool, mama sa, mama makusa.
Money.
Yolanda Be Cool and D-Cup, Soul Makosa. Expect that to be number one in like September time.
Oh, you always say that.
It's because I know about music.
Yeah, but you're right, I would say 40% of the time.
That's not fair.
No, I'm right.
Do you like recognise that sound? Have you got any idea who they might be, what they might be famous for previously?
Music.
Yeah, but come on, specifically.
That Americana thing.
This one. Do you remember it?
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, similar. We're not going to play this in full. But same people. Yolanda Be Cool and D-Cup did this in like 2010. And now back 5 years later with Soul Makosa.
Could we just hear the bit where it goes like...
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have to wait a while. I mean, we're short of time anyway.
Oh.
I mean, do you want to hear like the Italian spoken?
I just want to hear the... Because they do it better than me.
And only if you dance like an in-betweener. Is that agreed?
Oh.
Come da porta picchita va bene. Si tu la parla mezza americana.
Dance.
Quando sa fa l'amore sotto luna.
I love that I'm actually doing it. There's no one can see me.
Right, do it properly now. You ready? Dance.
I'm actually doing it. Yes, I'm doing it. Everybody's doing it.
Quite enough of that.
Oh, that was fab. I enjoyed that.
That was horrendous. I'm sorry that song got played. Do you know what? At the time, though, right? Mm. That used to get played on all the cool radio shows.
Yep.
Like, everyone's like, listen to this record. And then it became Wiener Speak Americano, the Americano song, the Inbetweener song, a number one record, and it just became a bit of cheese.
Killed it.
Which I really hope doesn't happen to the new offering by Yolanda Be Cool, Soul Makosa.
Okay, fair.
We'll see. Still loads of good music to come as well, right? All chose by me, because Lucy got it. 6:02.
I sent you my songs hours ago.
So you didn't know that we're new and noteworthy then?
No, I literally didn't know, because okay, I haven't been on iTunes found in out. Ages, because the show automatically downloads to my phone, so I have no reason to go on the iTunes page.
Okay, so those of you that listen to us through the Fubar app, you will not know what podcast looks like on the internet on iTunes. What happens is you open up a page, you've got your options of your types of podcasts, so comedy, music, sport, then you've got comedy?
Are we comedy?
You're certainly funny to listen to.
That's a bold statement.
Okay, entertainment.
Right, you could not have said that in a nastier way.
Really?
Oh, you're certainly funny to listen to.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly enjoy it.
You did your little sound voice when Sam's being sarcastic.
Okay, well, I'm entertaining, so I go into the entertainment category. I mean, what else would go into? Maybe, I don't know.
Badass.
But no, there's not a badass category.
It should be.
Education, could we fall into that category?
I feel we're educating the masses.
I think so, yeah.
Learn Italian.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe we should go into that category, educational.
So there's all the different categories.
Yeah, all the stuff there is like the chart, which we're not in, which is fine.
What, but like, who's like most listened to?
Yeah, most listened to. So in there you've got like...
that's an error.
What do you mean?
That we're not on that.
I think that's fair enough. Have you seen the people in there? They're like the biggest names in radio.
Name one.
Podcast. Like Chris Evans.
Never heard of him.
Yes, you have.
Never heard of him.
Stop it. Of course you've heard of Chris Evans.
Right, all right. Obviously I've heard of him. I'm just
right.
upset.
So it's like the best of... I've already mentioned Nick Grimshaw, right?
Grimmy, yep.
This is what it looks like when you open up iTunes. It's a big picture of Grimmy's face. It says the best of Nick Grimshaw. Below, new and noteworthy, Sam and Lucy.
Yay,
my boss screenshotted it and said, look, it's you.
I'm genuinely really excited about this. I've written new and noteworthy on my hand so I remember to show off about this to people.
I don't think you put it on a CV or anything.
Well, no, but I need to... Well, I feel now, because we've had that little bit of extra push...
Okay.
I feel like now I need to live up to it.
Well, yo, this is it. This is what I'm worried about.
And I want people to be listening.
I'm thinking... As it stands, we're neither new or noteworthy.
Right. Well, I certainly agree with the first half of that. Latter half, you're wrong.
Because I've got the definition of new here.
Oh, for God's sake, yeah.
It says produced, introduced, or discovered recently, or now for the first time.
Ah.
Not existent before.
Ah, read that again.
New. The definition of new. Produced, introduced, or discovered.
Stop.
Discovered. Right.
Technically, I know where you're going because we've been around for flipping ages.
Yes.
But discovered, iTunes people who are doing this chart have clearly only just discovered us, crazily.
Yeah. So that's where it's come from. We're new and noteworthy.
That's where that's come from. Mm-hmm.
And I suppose as long as we're still producing new shows, which doesn't always happen because Lucy's off...
Whoa,
places.
Oh, right, we won't talk about Glastonbury then, shall we?
Oh, that's a one-off, isn't it?
Don't worry, it's still happening. I'll be here.
Okay, so, yeah, so you're going for we are new, then?
I think, well, we have recently been discovered. They're saying these new people you won't have heard before, because
okay.
I would say at least 50% of the population haven't heard our show.
Fair enough.
I mean, that's being bold.
I'd say maybe 60% haven't heard it.
At a push.
Okay.
You know, any more than that, and that'd be too bold, I think. So they're saying new as in you won't have heard these people. It's not like, I don't know, oh, Fern Cotton's got a new discovery. It's like, no, we all know who Fern Cotton is. We all know her,
okay,
her vibe.
I understand.
Her scene.
Yeah.
So you're wrong on that one. Noteworthy. I'm looking forward to the argument for this.
Noteworthy, right? This is the definition, the official. I looked on the actual Google. This is what Google says that the definition of noteworthy is.
The actual Google.
Worth paying attention to.
Yes, me, thank you.
Semicolon. Interesting or significant.
You're interesting and I'm significant and together we're noteworthy.
Right. No. So you're building it up. People are listening now. You've just said that you're interesting / significant.
No, I'm
anybody listening
no,
now?
You're interesting and I'm significant.
Right, those people, right, who've clicked on us,
yeah,
because we're new and noteworthy,
yeah,
are now hearing you try to claim that you're significant...
Yeah.
And that I'm interesting.
Yeah.
How are you going to back that up? I'm quite happy to say I'm neither interesting, significant, or worth paying attention to. It's just easier to just like say, no, I'm not, because now I don't have the pressure of it.
But I did the dance.
Say again?
I did the little dance.
What dance?
That was significant.
Yeah, but it doesn't work on radio.
But no,
we've just done a bit for radio that involves dancing. That suggests we have no idea what we're doing. We've just broke the first rule of radio.
I'm professional, though. You can give me that. I'm only eating the Scotch eggs you've provided me.
Which stink in the studio.
They really stink because it's really hot in here. And they're just kind of the meat and the egg and the breadcrumbs.
And I did Glastonbury shopping before I came here.
Yeah.
Right, they were for Glastonbury.
Oh, thanks, mate.
My dad said, Scotch eggs.
You did insist.
Well, yeah, because
but
you look like you're
many.
About to pass out.
Yeah, I'm pretty tired. But there's kind of a spotlight on them as well. There's one.
There is, yeah. Let's take the eggs out of spotlight.
Wow, in the shade.
Two eggs.
I've only had two. They're little.
I can't take them. You might as well finish them off, to be fair.
I'll have at least eight.
Will you?
You can have the rest.
You know, that leaves me with four. There's no point taking four Scotch eggs to Glastonbury. You know what they say? Four Scotch eggs, bad luck.
Oh.
Don't they?
Yeah, love that one.
Anyway. We need to do something about this new and noteworthy thing because it's fair to say you've been not taking this seriously recently.
Yeah. Sure, fine, whatever, dip.
Don't you think?
We were in a dip. Everyone gets a little lull.
That's it.
We've been going for January, February, March,
They say
April,
it's about
May.
Relationships,
don't
they?
Yeah, well, we're at the 6 month stage now. And now I think about it.
The honeymoon period is over.
Hello. Although we're soulmates, we are still, you know, even us are not exempt from the 6 month rule. So we're at 6 months of doing this show.
Yeah.
And it's a little dippy.
Right, okay.
Music, I feel, has got better as we've gone along.
I think that's fair to say, because I've kind of just gone, nah, Lucy, not playing that.
Yeah, Lucy, not allowed to play that.
What we'll do instead is just play that kind of current stuff that people, you know, it's kind of unoffensive. People are just going to like it.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
That's what I've said. You know, rather than this kind of obscure stuff where it's kind of Marmite-y.
Yeah, all right, whatever.
You know, like a Marmite that 99% of people just dislike.
I do hate Marmite.
And then just 1% of people like. You know, like Marmite's 50-50, so as much as you hate it, I love it.
Ugh.
The music you like, it's like 1% like it, 99% don't.
I feel I've been getting better. This week, not so good. Well, I like the music, but you clearly don't. But I've been trying to get better.
Really?
I've been doing a lot more dance and stuff, haven't I, in the past month?
I suppose so, yeah.
Yeah, sharp. So yeah, we're at the 6 month lull, which is a little bit of an issue.
Yeah, no, but I want your... How are we going to get out of this? I need your help.
How about... A guest?
A guest, right? Have you got anyone in mind or a contact for a guest?
What about an actor who is in the final auditions to be the next Spider-Man?
Right, is he Spider-Man yet?
Not yet.
No? Is he going out there with Stone? Because current Spider-Man is.
No, he's not.
Okay, in that case, ain't interested.
Okay.
We need to be new and noteworthy. Nick Grimshaw is on the same page with us. I heard him have Spider-Man and Emma Stone on the Is Radio show at the same time.
How about I get Nick Grimshaw on?
Nope, not interested in him. He's a rival now.
What about Mr. iTunes?
Mr. iTunes, how's he going to help?
That
would be quite an interesting interview. If we were to sit down...
Interesting.
Yeah, sit down, long form interview. We'd talk to the guy at iTunes about, like, what's it like working for Apple?
Yeah.
That'd be quite cool.
Yeah. No.
That sounds like we're buttering him up,
yeah,
doesn't it?
That's sucking up too much. We want to get this on off our own backs.
Yes, we do.
What can we do to be noteworthy?
I would say turning up before 6 o'clock would
Shut
be a good place
up.
To start.
I always do, just not this week and that one other time that I was late. And that other time. Three times
in
6 months.
Late. Yeah. I hate playing
that's
two songs back to back.
Once every 2 months. That's...
And you made me do it.
I'm sorry. I did leave, like, extra early and everything.
But it
was the London to Brighton bike ride thing, so I
couldn't
get out.
You live about 80 miles further away from here than I do. Is that fair to say? Was that 60?
You know me. I don't understand.
You don't understand roads?
I still use
traffic,
I've been
cars.
Driving to this place pretty much every week for a year, and I still
you
use
have.
A sat-nav.
For God's sake. Right. But seriously.
It's because it takes traffic into consideration and it's meant to take me the less traffic you wait. But no, it took me right into the bike ride. And I spent about an hour in Brighton.
I can't believe...
I was in Brighton until about four. I was just like, ah!
You didn't tell me that on text, did you?
No.
It's now 6 minutes past seven. We've been on air for an hour and 6 minutes and we're still talking about your journey in.
You brought it up.
I know I did, but I'm just thinking now, let's get on with the show because there's so much to talk about.
Like,
you went on a hen do.
I went on a hen do.
Can we talk
really
about that
fun.
Next?
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. I'm going to play a song and then let's pretend we've only just started the show.
All right, yeah, I can do that then. Oh, so this is us being noteworthy.
This is us actually getting on and doing something with the show.
Okay,
how's
let's do
song?
It. I can do
okay?
that.
Brilliant. Before Lucy's hen do stuff, we'll play something that's quite apt. Joe Stone, The Party, this is called. I've devised the game, right? It's called Hen Do Bingo. Because, you know, I just don't like to do things properly.
Mm-hmm.
So, Luce, what I think we do, I just go through a load of things and you say, yeah, I did them, no, I didn't.
This is how we do it. It's Friday night and I feel alright. The party's here on the west side. So I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shawl cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The party's underway, party's underway. So it feels so good in my hood tonight. The party's underway.
So you never hear the party say. you can get yours at a 6-4. Whatever it is, the party's underway. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hear the party say, it feels so good in my hood tonight.
Stone, the party, you'll recognise a sample, Montel Jordan's This Is How We Do It. You were singing along, Lucy. First time you heard that record, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was singing.
When you singing? Because you know the vocal.
I was loving it.
So you what, sorry?
I was loving it.
Is that me you're trying to do there, or just generic Northerner?
You say, I was loving it. Say it.
I was loving it.
Yeah!
There you go.
I was loving it.
I kind of played up to it a little bit, though.
I was loving it. I really were.
Oh, God. Now, before Lucy, before she turned up late and she had a mad one this weekend, she also had a mad one last weekend.
Crazy.
We didn't do a show.
Yeah, justified reason.
Right, let's hear it.
I was at a hen do.
First ever hen do for you.
It was my first ever hen do.
Can I ask who's getting married? Who's the lucky lady?
It is my brother's getting married to the lovely Suze.
So Suze, right, thought you don't really get on with her.
What?
Well, no, because your brother, sister of the groom. The groom, yeah. You have to go, just like that.
No, I love her.
Okay. Like, you get on?
I've known her since I was like 10.
Okay, you've been together a long time then.
I've known her for ages, but what's quite nice is that obviously when I was 10, she would like babysit me and stuff.
Okay.
But now like we go out clubbing together, and we get ready together, and we hang out, and we watch films.
But, you know, she has to be nice because you're her boyfriend slash fiance's sister.
In fairness, I think it used to be like that.
Okay.
But I think now I've got older and slightly less annoying and actually don't get them to pay for me all the time. I think she likes me more.
That's all right then.
Yeah.
So anyway, whether it's by default or because you're actually friends, you went on hen do.
God, putting it down on a hen do, mate.
You went on a hen do. I want to know what a hen do's all about because I've never been on one. My flatmate, right, has just got back from Barcelona now on a stag do. I was going to try and get him on the phone.
Nice.
If we'd actually took this show seriously, I'd also have played stag do bingo with my friend Ollie, right?
Yeah.
But we've took up the whole show. We haven't even got to hen do bingo yet.
And so, it's God knows what time.
So I've had to scrap stag do bingo.
Well, we can do that another time.
Yeah, but it's not fresh in his mind.
Unless you go on a stag do. And your mates get married? One of my mates is getting married, actually, but I'm not invited to the inner circle.
I know a female get married, right? So I don't think I'll be invited to the hen do. No.
It's a shame that, isn't it? I always think that.
What do you mean?
Well, I always think like if I wanted my closest friends there, I would say a third of my closest friends are guys.
Like me. So like you would like to invite me.
Mate, if I had a hen do, you would be there.
Thank you.
That would be because I think that would be hilarious.
I would be great company at a hen do. There you go. So that's the second time this week I've had that.
I'm loving this, Andrew. You've got more northern recently. Have you been hanging out with northern people?
I went home this weekend.
Have you been using a northern bed, like a sunbed?
No,
you get a fake tan and an extended accent.
I'm very keen to keep it, right?
You should, because it sounds good for radio.
Okay,
and
thank
I
you.
Like it because it makes you seem like a nice guy.
Thank you.
You might not be.
I think I do my best to keep it. I don't get sucked into the southernness of other people.
Southernness.
And it's been appreciated. You know, by my boss, right? You also told me I've been using some beds and also told me that I'm new noteworthy. The other thing he said to me this week was like, I like your voice, Samuel. It sounds like Brian Cox.
Oh, okay. I'm seeing it.
I speak like this.
See, that when you're being sarcastic, that is your voice. When you're trying to take the piss out of me,
you're like, Lucy,
you are being an idiot, Lucy.
Well, that's what I already sound like.
Now I'm going to put a song up before she can come back at me. Song up.
That's exactly what happened. Right, you ready for Handy?
I went a bit Alan Partridge.
That was very Alan Partridge. I'm keen to actually do radio at some point.
Bingo.
I don't have a bet. I could do like some...
Do you have a jingle?
This is... No, I don't have a jingle. Shall I try this?
Number 10, it's a hen.
No, trying to find the right music. Sorry about this, ladies and gentlemen.
I tried to cover you by making up a jingle on the spot.
How's this? Welcome along. The first time ever, Hendu Bingo. Rather than simply talking about Hendu, what I'll do, I'll just go through this list of 10 cliches that happen at Hendus, and Lucy will say, yes, it happened, or no, it didn't. If it's a yes, I need to know what the hell happened. Lucy, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Number one on this list, apparently, when I googled, dressing up happens at Hendus. Did this happen at your Hendu, please?
Yes, it did.
What were you dressed as?
Sailors.
All of you?
Susie's sailors.
Right, and was Susie captain of this ship?
Yes,
sailors
she
on?
Was.
Okay, love it. Number two, was there people carrying around silly things?
Yes, there was.
What were those silly things?
Pipes and swords.
Pipes, explain that one.
We can't, it was all that was in the shop.
Right, okay. See, that's nice, I like that.
Yep.
Right, number three, was there lots of personal questions?
Yes.
Right, okay, can we go into detail on that one? Or
we played Never Have I Ever.
Right, okay, yeah, tell me more about that.
But I'm going to be rude if I do this.
And I don't like rude.
And you don't like rude.
Right, all I'll ask then.
Yeah.
Is as, right, the groom's sister, did you find out more about your brother than you wanted to find out?
No, because I think everybody was quite good about it.
Okay.
And then when my sister was there, and right, also okay, so Susie's sister was there.
Two greys there.
Two greys, yeah. And another Ostrom. So it's a bit like, not, you know, we don't want to hear that stuff. And at one point...
They didn't want to take it 50 Shades of Greys. There we go.
So at one point... yep, thanks. At one point, I felt it was going in a little bit far. Like, it was bordering.
Okay.
Like, they were telling a funny story, but it was about them having sex.
Okay.
And I was exactly big time. And I thought I'll be quite subtle about it. And basically, I was lending my sister a dress.
Okay.
I was like, oh, God, I need to give you that dress, you know, because everyone was getting ready. Everyone was in there doing their makeup.
Yeah.
So I went and gave him my dress. And Susie's sister wanted to borrow it. Was like, oh, I'll come. Yeah.
So straight away, all family members left the room.
Yeah. And then we came back and they were really good about it. But yeah, no, we did play Never Have I Ever. And that got pretty personal.
Yeah.
Which was quite
were
funny.
You asking any personal questions?
I was keeping it light because I was with a group of 20 women that I do not know and I don't know their levels.
See, this is the other one that's on this list, right? We'll get back into what's this called?
Hen Bingo?
Hendu Bingo.
Hendu Bingo.
On Fubar Radio, Hendu Bingo! Sorry, I'm just getting a bit tired now. I'm not the best game show host, am I?
No, you're rubbish. You're flagging already.
On this Hendu Bingo list I've got here, it says number four is... Is there awkwardness? The reason I ask this, right? You're the best friends of said bride.
Yeah.
Don't necessarily know each other. Straight away, you're going there thinking, I know better than you.
Yeah.
I know better than you.
Yeah.
We're all best friends. Don't really work like that, does it? I bet straight away, rivalry. Particularly amongst girls. Fair to say?
There wasn't any rivalry. Yeah. And you know what?
Yes, there was.
Suze is very outgoing and friendly and funny.
Okay.
And
I've seen bridesmaids.
And everybody there was friendly and funny and outgoing.
Were you the like anomaly in the group?
Oh, zing! You didn't do it in your voice, though. Did you try really hard not to do your taking the piss voice?
No, I don't. Sorry.
Ooh, you're the anomaly. Zing! No, I was not the anomaly, thank you very much.
Okay, and there wasn't any awkwardness?
No, well, this is the thing. I felt a bit awkward because I knew we were going out, like, clubbing and drinking and playing Never Have I Ever and stuff like that.
You weren't clubbing?
We'll get into that later.
Okay, good.
So I was like, I don't know where to draw the line because obviously I normally go out with uni friends and stuff and there are basically no boundaries, I find, with uni friends.
Okay.
You just kind of just say what you want, drink as much as you want, no one's judging here. But I was with this group of people, so I was like, oh, I'll be a little bit sensible, don't want them to judge me. But they were brilliant. They were on it. They were loving it. And Never Have I Ever. There was some great questions. And it was hilarious. Someone asked a question that was quite shocking. I'm not sure you'd want me to say it.
Okay, good.
And this one woman just went, yeah, I have, and drank a drink. And
I was like, oh, wow. Is that woman then the one woman who got drunker than everybody else, right? I've seen Bridesmaids.
Yeah.
That's my only point of reference with Hendus.
Okay.
And then obviously this article I read before putting together Hendu Bingo. And apparently there's one person that always makes like an idiot of themselves.
I would say that about half of the group me included in that half, got really drunk.
Okay, but was there somebody outstanding? Is there somebody that you've gone come away from that thinking, either, whoa, they're incredible, or, oh my God, they need help?
Yes, the first.
Okay.
Whoa, they're incredible, the bride's sister.
Yeah.
Because normally I see her in a family situation, obviously.
Okay, yeah, it's like a roast dinner.
It's like, oh, how's the uni going? How's work? Oh, that's so interesting. It's always liked her, very polite.
Yeah.
But she was on it. And she was wearing a mask of my brother's face, which was really creepy. She was on the pole, and she got shots for everyone. She was like, come on, girls! And I was like, whoa, okay.
Because you'd never seen her like that at all.
Never. And it was great, because she was still all classy and beautiful and tall with her, like, long
hair. Describe her again, what she was doing. Because it doesn't, to me, say classy.
Okay, so she was there in a mask of my brother's face, which everyone was wearing in the club. Apart from me and my sister, who were wearing Henry VIII masks.
Even people you didn't know? Like, did you turn up at a club and everybody there was wearing your brother's face?
Well, when we turned up, we were the only people there, so yes.
Okay. That's because you had a stag do in, where was it? Hemel Hempstead?
I didn't organise it. I'm not a bridesmaid.
Tunbridge Wells.
Yeah, it was Tunbridge Wells. I didn't organise it.
There you
but
are.
Mate, it was epic. It was really good.
I know, I'm not... It did sound very good, actually.
It was packed out by the end of the night, but the DJ... Bless him. He went on the microphone at one point and he was like, oh, everybody having fun. And I was like, yeah. And he went, can everybody please take off those masks? They're really freaking me out.
Did he?
Yeah.
But he didn't say, like, this is a hazard, because normally...
Yeah, it was just freaking him out, because it was literally all these, like, lovely, beautiful women, you know, in these lovely dresses, and then my brother's massive face just bobbing around.
No, but it wasn't a situation, you know, like, I often wear a baseball cap. Have you seen me in a baseball cap?
No, I think you know better than to wear that around me.
Why, are you not a fan?
I will take the piss.
Oh, really? See, I'm a fan of a baseball cap, right? But
yeah,
if you go into certain places...
Yeah, do you wear it with your tartan jacket thing? What
sometimes.
Are they called?
Harrington. Yeah, other jackets are available.
Yeah, thankfully.
But when I go into certain clubs, they're like, come on, mate, you look like you're about to start a fight, take it off. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, you're starting this.
Take it off.
I say to him, look, this is River Island. Nobody's starting a fight if they're wearing a River Island baseball cap. But he doesn't go for it. He says, take it off.
Well, the bouncer wasn't being aggro about it. It's just because a lot of people had a Joe face on the front of their face.
Yeah.
And a Joe face on the back of their face.
Right, okay.
So it was really creepy.
Also, I understand, nightclub lighting.
It
would look
so
weird.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Especially me and my sister in our little Henry VIII mask were just like, what is going on?
Why were you wearing Henry VIII mask? You've got to explain that.
We found them.
And you found them?
They didn't want to... Because we went to a castle in
what
the day.
What sort of Hindu
was
this?
It was mental. No, it was so... It was ridiculous, but brilliant. We did so... A castle and a boat ride and loads of... Carry on with the bingo, mate.
We're up to number 5 on Hindu Bingo. The first time it's ever been played anywhere in the world, but a game that I think will catch on. You can do it for anything. I'm going to Glastonbury next week.
Glastonbury Bingo!
Glastonbury Bingo. All the cliches of Glastonbury. I just say yes, it happened, or no, it didn't. My friend Ollie's been on a stag do. I want him on the phone. Stag do bingo. Do it for anything. But today, playing Hindu Bingo. Number 5 on this list, Lucy. Was there a stripper, please?
No.
I'm very glad you said no.
There was no stripper, and I know the bride didn't want one, but there was someone dressed as a medieval monk giving us the tour of the castle, which was possibly the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Can I ask a question, right?
Yeah.
At any point, did you think, okay, that's him?
The stripper.
You thought, I know he's wearing a monk costume, but I guarantee that's him.
Literally all of us did. It was it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. I thought he was the stripper, and it was less because he was really old and not it didn't look like your stereotypical stripper.
Yeah, but that's absolutely fine, because I've seen Friends, and they did some... Have you seen the Friends episode?
I have indeed. I know what you're referring to. Well, which is why I found it quite so funny. And the thing was, he was doing the tour he normally does for kids, but it was making it all lewd, because obviously we didn't want actual history.
Why not?
Well, my sister did. She kept correcting him.
Did she really? Well, I'm a fan of your sister already.
It was hilarious. It was really funny. And he was just being very, you know, trying to be all saucy. But he was just dressed as a monk, and it was just too funny. So then we got on a boat and rode off. It was great. And we all got to drive the boat.
Did you?
Lovely.
Very nice. That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you did kind of quite... I don't know, for a Hindu, I expect people to just go to, I don't know, perhaps Crete, Malia.
Yeah.
And just get on it.
Well, this is the thing. I think it's because there was a whole mixture of people and ages. Yeah. What we do Friday night, big dinner in, and just drinking and chatting, and we played loads of games.
Yeah,
like, really
Scrabble?
Good games.
Guess who?
No, like Mr. and Mrs.
Okay.
So, like, my brother had filmed a Mr. and Mrs.
Oh, see, that my I've just got a friend who's literally just got married this weekend.
Aww.
He had to do the same thing.
Yeah.
And he was talking me through the questions being asked, and he didn't answer many of them correctly because he just didn't dare. Well, things like his guilty pleasure. He couldn't actually say what his guilty pleasure was.
I see.
He just couldn't say
well,
it.
Well, this was the funny thing, because my brother was just... I could see him sitting there answering it, and I could see him about to lie on a lot of them.
Yeah.
And then he just said the truth. And he's like, oh, what? Oh, for God's sake. Yeah, it's this.
Right, number six. Was there... Oh, I've already read this one earlier on. Number seven we'll go to. Was there a lot of I love you said, particularly to people you'd never met before?
Ooh. I'm going to go with no. From what other people might have, but I didn't, because I know when I got to that drunkenness level where I'm like, I love you,
yeah,
like I sent you that text yesterday, yeah, at 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah, the normal time to be drunk.
I was in the taxi falling asleep.
Okay,
because
that's right.
Just as I was kind of at my proper drunkenness, it was like, right, okay, let's go back now. And I was like, okay, that's probably a good thing, guys. And I just got in the taxi and fell asleep. So, no, none of that.
Right, we'll skip number eight, because there was games, I've already found that out.
Oh,
number
so
nine,
games.
Right?
Then we did the loo roll, making a bride's dress out of
that
loo
was
roll.
On there. That was on the article.
I got to do the bride.
You got to do that.
And
well,
we
won.
Don't
on that bed.
We won.
I just gave you tension bed. Wrong one.
I was going to do tension.
Do you want tension? Oh, because... Right, I'll stop that then. Because these last two are the most important two.
Oh, God, okay, yeah. Let's
so
have
are you ready?
Dun, 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 dun.
The most two important things about a hen do, according to an article that I read on a very well-known listicle website.
Right.
Number one.
Oh my God.
Was there at least one argument?
Oh!
Doesn't mean that you had to be involved, but was there at least one argument? Maybe that was soon forgotten, but was there raised voices, please, Lucy?
There were two.
Two arguments or two people involved in one argument?
Two arguments.
Okay.
One between me and my sister in private, because we were sharing bunk beds in a room on our own.
Right. It was who got top or who got bottom?
She gets top, she's older.
Yeah.
Rule, standard, always been the way. And we had an argument about who the next Labour leader should be.
I mean, is anything more...
Yeah, I'm being Luciana honest, Gray? I'm being honest. Mate, if you think I'm bad, you've got to meet my sister.
Okay. And was there alcohol involved? Because
you being drunk,
and the only thing you can bring yourself to argue about is who the next leader of the Labour Party. That is so you.
Very me. And the other argument,
okay,
was kind of between all of us, but one person, one of the hens in particular,
right,
and a member of staff at where we had dinner.
Oh God.
Because the thing was, I had heard the waitresses bitching about us.
Well, saying what, can I ask?
Well, this is the thing. Honestly, we had a private room upstairs and we honestly weren't being rowdy. We were being noisy because it was 20 adults in a room.
And a hen do.
They knew we were a hen do.
Yeah.
We told them that. And we'd paid loads for this amazing meal. And, like, we were being really loud.
Yeah.
But the pub was practically empty downstairs. And we weren't, like, being... You know, like, we weren't messing the place up or anything.
We weren't being offensive.
We weren't even drinking
were
that much
fun.
At that point. Yeah. We were really nice to all the staff, obviously. And then I went downstairs to go to the loo, and I didn't think they realised I was part of the hen party, because I was dressed a bit different and I look a lot younger than all of them.
Right.
So I don't think they'd really clocked when I was there. And I was just fiddling with my shoes at the bar.
Do you mean tying your laces? I think that's like the official term, isn't it?
No, I wasn't, because I had heels on. They'd got a bit bent at the back,
okay,
and I was just kind of sorting them out. And you know,
oh, yeah, you've got weird feet, haven't you?
Rejigging
everything.
I can
completely concur
with
that.
You know, I'm always rejigging and fiddling and, like, sorting my hair out.
No, I didn't know that.
I'm always doing my hair and makeup and stuff.
Oh, yeah?
What do we call it? It had a wet name, doing your makeup again. Can't remember.
Right, okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
And I heard them saying, one was like, how are they?
Yeah.
She went, oh, my God, they're such a nightmare. And she was like, what do you mean? She's like, they're all absolutely smashed. It's ridiculous.
So then you thought the sensible thing to do was go upstairs and tell 20 half-drunk people, like, you know, they're on the way, that two females downstairs had been saying nasty things about them.
And she also said, she was like, oh, do you want me to take over? And the other one was like, no, I'll stick it through now. They might tip well. They look rich.
Oh, right. Okay, that's absolutely fine.
And I was looking at them, they were obviously talking about us because the only other people in there were just like a couple of couples.
Okay.
And a group of quiet lads sitting outside. Like, it yeah. just was, you know, it could only have been us. And I just looked at them and they looked at me and I think they kind of, and then they just sort of scurried off.
They then realised.
So I went upstairs and I was sitting opposite my sister and everyone yeah. was in conversation and I told her.
You tried to do the thing where you think you're speaking to just one person.
And everybody's listening.
Yep, I've been there.
Yeah, and so I told her, and then the woman next to me was like, oh my God, what did you say? And I was like, oh my God, and then it just scurried down the table like Chinese whispers. And obviously it got bigger and bigger, and by the end of it, it was just a bit like, they called us bitches and all of this God. Stuff. And it was like, no, they just, oh God. And I was like, it really wasn't that bad, it was fine. So everyone calmed down, and we were like, oh, whatever, they're just, you know, it's fine. Yeah. And we were all like, we've all been waitresses before, it's a hard job, whatever, it's fine.
But everyone carried on drinking.
Well, partly everyone carried on drinking, and then this happened.
Okay,
we went downstairs, and we were all in the hallway being super nice.
Okay.
Sickly sweet to them. We're all putting our coats on and stuff. And one of them went, oh, are you going out anywhere now? And they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to wherever it's called, Cube. We're going to Cube now.
Wow, what's Cube?
I couldn't remember what it's actually called.
It's just
Fusion.
Fusion, okay.
They're like, we're going to Fusion. And they're like, oh, do you not want to go to Carlo's? We're like, oh, what's that? Is it really good? And she was like, it's all right. It's much more suitable for, like, the older clientele.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine? Like, everyone's just like, And then, because they'd said that, this one girl, she's amazing. She's one of the bridesmaids. She just went, can I swear?
You can swear.
She went, fuck this, ripped her coat off and dragged one of the bottles of wine that was left on the table, because we'd left a bit in it.
Yeah.
And just started mincing down the high street in her heels, like, come on, girls, we're going to Fusion.
Oh,
and we
God.
All just marched to this club, like, woo!
So did you end up tipping?
I didn't. I'm skint.
No, but did
anybody
tip?
I had less than the waitresses, probably.
Yeah, but nobody. What I'm asking is, did these... Probably, horrible waitresses get a tip.
I think they probably did because it was one of those like, right, everyone put in 20 quid or
oh,
whatever.
God,
so
yeah.
they probably got a massive tip. They yeah. probably got like 40 quid from it.
So she was right.
Yeah. It's annoying.
Right, final one on Hendu Bingo. Right, it's quite serious.
Yeah.
I'm not going to waste time because I'm not going to do Dermot O'Leary because we really don't have the time to do anything like that, all right? But straight to it. Was there memorabilia associated around the male form? The penis.
Good question.
Now, don't leave me hanging. Like I said, we're really short time, Luce.
The main one was that the bride all night had a necklace on.
A necklace?
Which attached to this gaudy pink plastic necklace.
Yeah, was like a lovely like heart.
Was
or
a shot glass.
A shot glass.
Which inside it had attached it on the bottom a little pink plastic penis.
Right, let me just remind you that hen, the leader of the hen party, the bride-to-be...
Yeah, you don't need to say it.
...is getting married to your brother.
You don't need to say it, mate.
So that little shot glass containing a tiny little penis is a metaphor for your brother.
I mean, I feel this is unnecessary. I don't know why you need to bring that up. I just blanked it out.
I went somewhere I shouldn't then, didn't I?
I blanked it out all night. I just pretended she was one of my mates.
Okay.
And just went along with it. Oh, I went along with the masks.
Yeah.
I ignored the chat. I played all the Truth and Dare games, which yeah. were brilliant. Dare cards. Have you ever had Hendu Dare cards?
No. Oh, I've never been on a Hendu.
Well, I'm sure they just do normal Dare cards. They're great in a club.
In a club?
Hendu Dare cards. You get into the club and we go over to our little booth with all the champagne and stuff. And then you dish out all these cards. Everyone gets one each.
Yeah.
And everyone's face goes, oh, God.
Right.
And it's various things.
Did anybody get kissed a hot waiter or something? And then they're like,
there's
yes!
There's loads of that kind of stuff. Like, try and get off with one of the bartenders. Kiss the next guy that comes into the room.
Guy or girl?
Guy.
Okay.
And then there was the one I didn't do.
Right, let's hear it.
Because it said...
Well, you're a spoiled sport, not a proper hen.
Take your bra off whilst on the dance
right.
floor.
I'm glad you didn't do that.
Yeah, I was like, no, thank you.
Yeah, that's a bit unfair, isn't it?
I was... Because some of them just got down your drink or, you know, really easy stuff like that.
Right, I don't know the laws on, you know, like getting your stuff out.
Yeah.
Like, I certainly wouldn't drop trousers in the middle of a nightclub.
Well, this is
that's
the thing. I
me.
Guess taking my bra off would be absolutely fine because I'm still covered.
Okay, yeah.
Like, it wasn't like I was wearing...
Yeah, but still to get to it, I think you have to reveal...
No, you don't need to.
Okay, sorry.
Undo it at the back, arm, whip it out the side.
Okay, so you could have done it without breaking any indecency laws.
The thing is, I could have done it very easily.
Okay.
And, you know, it would have been fine and everyone would have gone, woo, go and Lucy, you're so much fun. Instead, yeah. I just went, I'm not doing it.
Okay, good.
And I took the high road. If it had been like one of my best mates.
And they all thought, friends, oh, she's a child, like
she's
it's
only
fine.
Little.
Yeah,
oh,
we don't want to throw the toys out of a pram.
Yeah, exactly.
There you are.
Yeah, I got away with murder.
I bet you didn't pay anything all weekend.
I paid quite a lot.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, good for you, chipping in.
I didn't want to be that person.
No, you don't want to be that person.
Because then it just spoils it for everyone else. The only person who didn't pay as much was the pregnant person, which I think is fair.
Absolutely fair. And maybe the bride?
Oh, God. Well, she didn't pay for anything.
Is that the way it works?
Yeah.
Everyone just chips in.
Yeah. I think unless... Well, what? I don't know. Obviously, this is my first one. But I would say, if you're doing something like we did, like having a big house and the night out and night in eating and stuff in the UK... We'll pay for the bride. We'll each put in an extra whatever.
Course.
But I think, I don't know. I don't know what the rules are. Unless you're minted, I'd say if you're going abroad, I'd say they should pay for themselves.
There you are, ladies and gentlemen. Lucy's rules on hen do's.
They're my rules.
We'll be getting next Lucy's rules on working in an office.
Oh, God.
If you haven't listened to the show before, Lucy is new to the working world. As am I, because we've just left university. Both got graduations coming up. So stay tuned for that. We'll both be wearing one of those ridiculous costumes in the weeks to come. But first, let's get your definitive guide to office work. Is that what we're doing next?
Let's do it.
Sounds good to me. Do that after this. Altric, it's called This Feeling. Another one for this summer. Picked by me.
Whatever you say.
Was this good? It's one of the first time I've heard it, to be fair. Old trick, it's called This Feeling.
Sam and Lucy on FUBAR.
22 minutes to 8 on your Sunday evening. Sam and Lucy here with you for another 22 minutes because we finish at 8 o'clock. And this is FUBAR Radio, if you didn't know. But of course you did because you have to download the app and all that to listen to us. Unless, of course, you thought, oh, they might be good because they're new and noteworthy.
New and noteworthy.
And if that is the case, I
wholly apologise for those people at Apple who really thought that we might be worth listening to.
I genuinely can't believe it. When you first said it, I was like, is this a wind-up? I wasn't sure if you were winding me up or...
No. It's an actual thing.
It's shocking.
Yeah, well, yeah. For me, I'm like, oh, my God. What? It's all... Right. The photo is one thing. The other thing is, like, somebody will actually be listening and go, right, okay, well, why have those people been chosen as new noteworthy? Like, we're going to really be disappointing people.
Right, this is the thing on this show. I'm always bigging us up and being like, we're amazing. Oh, my God, I'm so funny. You're so funny. We're so great. Apart from, you know, you. And you're always down on us so much. I think you've got to stop it, mate.
Really?
We're new and noteworthy. We haven't done that. FUBAR hasn't even done that. iTunes has done that.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think it's like a formula or something, isn't it?
What do you think? It's just like a random algorithm that just picks next one?
Yeah, I think they've gone like, oh, we haven't had anything else new in about 3 weeks. They might as well be new and noteworthy.
Was Nick Grimshaw new and noteworthy?
No, he was like a different banner. So you've got like most popular and then underneath new noteworthy.
Can you remember who else was new and noteworthy? Not that I want to advertise them as such, but I'm curious to know what kind of level I'm playing at.
I don't know. Get up iTunes now, have a look.
Well, I can't find it on this iPad.
Maybe we'll find out during the next record.
We'll find it during the next song.
And we can find out who our real rivals are.
Yeah.
But for now, we promise people your guide to office work.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, so what's going on? Because, like, I don't really do a real job.
No, you
have
fair a
to say?
Job.
Yeah.
Well, I love my job. It's great. Just getting that in there because some people at work said they'd listen.
Okay.
So it's really great.
Yeah. No, but what I mean by...
Okay,
you actually have to dress up like you're going to work.
Oh, God, yeah. No. It's proper office.
I get up, right? This is what happens to me on a daily basis. Uh-huh. I get on the tube and everyone looks at me like, why has that child got on the tube? He's dressed like he doesn't need to be anywhere, yet he's up at 6. That makes no sense. And I'm like, yeah, actually, I know I don't look like it, but I'm going to work.
I'm going to work.
Yeah.
Sounds good, work.
I'm not just going to work for the day. I'm actually going for work for 8 whole hours.
I've got my Scotch eggs in my Wolverine lunchbox.
Exactly.
Yay.
But I'm there in like shorts and t-shirt.
Yeah,
and
no, I've just got Tupperware. I don't have time for, you know, lunchbox. No, I'm beyond that. Tupperware.
That's the first thing I did when I got a job. Tupperware.
First tip, Tupperware.
I've even wrote my name on it and everything so I don't get lost in the fridge.
I had quiche and salad the other day. How grown up's that?
That'll wear off.
Oh, God, it did by the end. I had chips the next day.
One of my new work colleagues commented on that. He was like, for the first week, couple of weeks, Sam, you were really healthy. Now look at you. And I'm there, like, with chips and toasties.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah, we're so alike.
I know. Ridiculous. But as I don't really do a proper job, and I dress... As I dress now, so... I kind of dress like a little boy, don't I? Is that fair?
No. I don't think... No, you dress like a young man, but like a young man.
I still dress as I did now when I was 13.
I'd say, I'd push it up to sixth form.
Okay, that's okay then.
You dress like a cool sixth former.
Right.
What do I dress like?
What are you dressed now? You dress like you're on a beach.
Yeah, I'm wearing a beach dress.
You look like you're on TOWIE right now.
Let's go to the beach, bitch. I think it's more Geordie Shore.
Yeah, Geordie Shore works.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say made in Chelsea. I was going to say
definitely not. My shoes are a bit made in Chelsea. Big chunky boots. They all
wear which kind of contradict the dress.
I know, that's the point. Edgy, right?
Okay, because you look like beach, and then get down to the feet, and it's like
And I've got like jet black tights and big boots and a leather jacket.
Right.
Yeah, I know, right?
I couldn't see the tights.
But then the dress is like, oh, Holterdijk Beach, huh? Hi there.
But you don't wear that to work, I assume.
Mashup, definitely not.
Right.
But I've been dressing slightly smarter than most people on my level at work because I want to make a good impression.
Yeah.
And also, I've had a lot of meetings. Because I work for a big international corporation, and
okay.
I've had a lot of scarily important meetings. Like really scary important. I think it's like a mix up that I was in them, to be honest. So I've been dressing uber smart.
Okay, and but also, they'll be doing that thing like, oh, look at her, she's new, she's dressing really smart.
Yeah, and then that'll go as well, like the quiche.
Okay.
The quiche didn't last. So, okay, right. First tip. Food.
How many tips are you going to give us, actually, by the way?
We'll see.
How many have you written down? Zero. Oh, yeah, because you got here at five minutes past six.
Shut up, Sam!
Right, anyway, go on.
So mean to me. So my first tip with the food, make friends with the people in the canteen.
Right, why is that a good thing?
Because you get free stuff.
Do you really? That happens?
I got a free cup of tea.
I saw those people at school, actually.
Yeah.
Those people are friends with the canteen staff?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not friends in that, like, I sit and have lunch with them and hang out with them as such, because, you know, they're busy when I have my lunch break. Which, by the way, people don't take lunch breaks.
No,
apparently
they desk
this is a thing.
Lunch.
People do desk lunch.
Yeah.
What? Hour for lunch? Ball hockey. Yeah. That does not happen.
No,
5 minutes
get paid
to go
for that
get
hour.
It and come back and sit there, but I'm not getting paid for that hour. Because when it's, she sent my like contracty pay slippy thing to all check, and it was like, you're doing this, you're contracted this many hours a week. And I was like, no, it's not, it's this minute, I counted. I was like, oh yeah, they're taking off all my lunch breaks.
Yeah.
When I can't leave and sit and have my lunch break. Okay, this is a tip for all of you youngsters going into the working world.
Yeah.
You're not going to eat ever.
What do you mean?
Because if you eat at the, right, this is the thing. If I eat at the desk,
yeah,
I want to have like a salmon sandwich and crisps like I had the other day.
Okay. A smelly lunch, but okay.
Exactly. Salmon stinks, crisps are loud. Can't do that.
No.
So I have to have something odourless and something very soft and quiet and something small and something that's not going to make a mess.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's a hassle. I don't have anything hot because then I've got to have that rubbish plastic cutlery because you can't take the metal stuff out of the canteen.
Can I give you a little bit of advice?
What?
I'm somebody who does desk lunch, right?
Yeah.
But I get the impression from the people around me, they're like, Sam, there's a kitchen over there. Just go and eat over there. But my thing is like, I'm not getting paid for this hour. Wouldn't you rather me be here putting in a bit of extra work, even though I've spread out and there's crumbs everywhere?
Yeah.
So I kind of just think, look, they're getting me for an extra hour. I'll do what I want. I'll have crisps.
Maybe I should take that attitude. Yeah,
I'll have stinky food.
You know what, I'm going to have the salmon.
Yeah, do it.
Maybe I will. I mean, it's different on Fridays. Everybody goes Nando's. I haven't been invited yet, but it'll happen. It'll happen.
So what happens when they go Nando's?
Well, it's only happened once. I've only been there for a week.
Yeah, but what happened then?
Well, I just hung out.
See,
I have quite a lot of work to do, so I managed to get it done.
I've got to the point where I do get invited to Nando's, right?
Yeah.
But
when does that happen, Sam?
Quite early on for me, because I had people that actually care about me.
Oh, great. I didn't have the best start to work. It's got better.
What do you mean, the best start?
Because, oh, God. All right, fine. I'm going to tell you like this.
Had you done 48 hours straight without any sleep last weekend?
That's the second week. So this is going to make me sound really bad. But
you were late on your first day?
No. I was mega early. Basically, I've been applying for jobs and getting nothing, apart from obviously this lovely job, which is great.
Which is the best job you could possibly want.
Nothing. Couldn't get a call centre job.
Yeah, no, that's like, a lot of people probably in the same situation.
Job, nothing.
Yeah.
And so I got offered a really good job. Oh, well, I got offered an interview for a job. I had to go through all the interview stages and I did get it in the end, obviously. But the person who got me the initial interview was a relative.
Okay.
A very close relative.
Like boyfriend?
Father.
Okay.
And I was really like, no, I hate nepotism. I don't want to do that. Oh, God. But it was the only way I could get a job. And I was like, you know what? It looks good on my CV. I'm going to do it for a while.
Right. So this is a job you are doing?
Yeah.
Right. So.
So on my first day.
Yeah.
I went over to the person I had interviews with. And I was like, great to see you again.
Yeah.
She showed me and introduced me to everyone. Everyone was so lovely.
Oh, God. What's your second name?
This is completely true. One of them said, oh, I need your email. I need to send you over the contract stuff.
Yeah.
And I use my work email I'd just been given, lucy.gray@etc.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, great. And because it's part of the same team, oh, they'll think you're so and so's Gray's daughter.
Yep.
And I just sort of, and I was in that moment, I was going, do I say, don't I say?
You have to say. Yeah.
But luckily, the other woman came in first who I'd interviewed. She was like, oh, she is, yeah, no. And she was really nice about me. And she just sort of nipped that in the bud. And I was like, fine. And everyone was okay with it. And they're like, oh, that's so lovely. Oh. And everyone was like, to my face, behind my back, what the hell? So yeah, there was that. But then this happened.
Okay, I'm listening.
So it's an open plan office. I was chatting to people, we were really getting on. I was like, oh, this is going to be great. They're so lovely and friendly. A lot of people not that much older than me, which I was a bit worried about, that people wouldn't want to talk to me because they're like, oh, student and stuff. It was all great. And then into the open plan office comes my dad.
Oh.
Lucy! Lucy, love!
Oh, for God's sake, what's he thinking?
He did it on purpose, obviously, because he's a nasty man. He thought it was hilarious when he spoke out later. And he came over. And he hugged me.
For God's sake.
I hate you. I went to his office later and I was like, do that again.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have gone to his office. No, is anyone else on your level walking into your dad's office?
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah.
Are they actually allowed? Do they have relationships with him?
Yeah, open door policy.
If I went into my big boss's office, yeah. I think I'd get the sack immediately.
Really?
It's a speaking when spoken to
but
thing.
But in fairness, the thing I'm there to do is directly for his team.
Okay.
Like, I'm part of his. Yeah, I'm doing work for their team.
That's absolutely right. I get it.
And also, I had to turn him off and be like, do that again and you're dead. It was so embarrassing. He's so annoying.
Because
yeah,
that's the thing. It's like, he is your boss, but you've kind of been used for 21 years now of being his boss.
Well, exactly.
Unofficially.
I think I've been treading the line quite well in mm-hmm. that, like, because I've been working my butt off this week. And I think...
Sounds like it.
And they're all like, oh, yeah, you've worked really hard. Mate, I've been out 7 till 8 every day.
7 till 8? I do longer days than that.
Why? You live in London and work in London. I live in Brighton and work in Croydon.
Okay, maybe I don't do longer days than that. Sometimes.
I have to drive.
Similar.
Like, it's a 4-hour round trip. It's ridiculous. I don't know what I'm doing.
No one's feeling sorry for you, though.
I'm feeling sorry for me a bit.
Nobody
now.
Is feel. So what is your tip? Don't have your dad as a boss.
Don't have your dad as a boss.
I think we could
make
have all
friends
said
with
that.
The canteen people.
Anything else?
Don't. Oh, what was the other thing we were talking about?
Your dress code. Touched on that.
Yeah, don't dress too fancy in the first week.
There you go.
If anything, dress down a little bit and pop like sort of different shoes or a blazer in your bag or something, just so it's there, just in case.
I think we've invented a new feature.
What's that?
Lucy's definitive guide too.
I mean, I will be better next time.
Okay. I'm not going to pick it. You just come each week and be like, oh, here's five things, a definitive guide to...
Scotch eggs.
Perfect. Do that next week, Scotch eggs. I mean, I'm not here next week, but...
I am.
We hope.
Hopefully.
We'll see.
I'll do my best for you people. I'm trying so hard to be there. Better appreciate it.
I think we bring people behind the scenes.
Yeah, can we?
No. As in, I say...
Yeah.
I'll say exactly the reason why we're not sure if we can do a show or not.
Yeah.
I'm not here, right?
Yeah.
And Lucy turns up at 2:06.
Oh, my God. No.
It's not going to work, is it? Like, there's nobody to press play on 99
no, the,
Souls.
The reason it's not going to work is not because I turn up late, because this is the first time in flipping ages. It's because Sam is a complete hogger and never lets me go anywhere near the desk. So I didn't even know what
button to press. Do you want to actually do this?
Yes.
See, I just thought it was comfortable for you to just chat.
I want to do it. But, like, obviously, I want to practice not doing one of our new and noteworthy shows.
Right, okay.
Thank you, iTunes.
Right. Okay, 10 minutes of us left. We'll play the new record, as everything we play has been new. And then we'd best say goodbye, to be honest, Luce. You can go home and recover from your hangover.
Yeah, I'm not even going to make it back to Brighton. I'm staying at friends in London.
Really?
Can't, mate.
Can't have a lift home, then?
Yeah, right.
Perfect.
Is someone listening? Okay. Let me tell you the story of that guy. First you loved, then you promised, was losing control, crazy night, intense. Now living my own life. Time, gonna leave you far behind. Supposed to love me till you die. Almost kill me. Now living my own life. Got you out of my life. Been wasting too much time. You far behind. Too much time. Gonna leave.
and this is Fubar Radio. Sam and Lucy with you, but not for much longer.
Aww.
6 minutes to eight on a Sunday evening. Like that one, Luce?
Yeah, I enjoy that. I like the little bits that's like, and then the other bits going, what?
Okay, there you are.
What?
Maybe we could do Lucy Reviews Music as well.
Yeah.
Write all these things down, because this is what's going to make us new and noteworthy.
Lucy...
No, just Lucy Reviews.
Lucy Reviews.
So I'll pick my favourite record of the week, and you just come back off the back and say, I'll say, Luce, what the hell did you think of that?
Yeah, and the other one, what was it? What was it called?
Lucy's Guide to.
Lucy's... I like that they got my name in it.
Well, yeah, we've also got Lucy's Sports Report, haven't we? So.
Oh, no, Lucy's Sports Report. I'll do extra next week. I'll just say about Women's World Cup. Yay!
Well, will you do me a favour now, actually,
and
look out the England under-21s have got on? Because I really actually want to know about that.
England under-21. This is what you want to do with our last, like, 30 seconds. Really?
Well, it's important to me.
Have you been following Women's World Cup?
I've been trying to keep an eye on it, yeah. Have you enjoyed it?
I've been really enjoying it. My highlight so far, Sweden-Nigeria game. That was
right. Hang on,
so
you're watching
good.
More than just England games.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's the World Cup.
Yeah, I suppose it's the World Cup. Yeah,
it's okay, World Cup.
Fair
I'm
enough.
Loving it. Lingard goal boosts England under 21 hopes.
Right. Okay.
He had a late goal.
Okay. Well, you are.
They defeat Sweden.
That's Lucy's sports report for today. We don't have any more time than that. We can't even play in the jingle for you, Luce.
It was 1-0.
It was 1-0 to England. Well, that's perfect. I'll take that. What are you looking at your phone? You look like you're really scared something's happened on your phone.
No, it's fine.
Go on, tell me what's happened.
No.
I answered the phone to my dad and it was a pocket call.
You did
call.
Answer your phone. And you also showed me your Tinder picture, which I didn't think you would.
Right, so read that text on air now.
No!
You have to.
I'm not, because it's someone I had a row with.
All right, okay, then that gets let you off. Right, there you are. That was a new and noteworthy show. Two
new
hours of both new and noteworthy. That means we're like, what was it? Recently discovered.
Discovered.
And worth looking out for.
Yeah, check us out.
There you are.
Check Sam out on Tinder if you're in the Northwest London area.
Yeah.
Only person still on Tinder.
Well, come on.
So 2014, Sam.
Sorry. Well, I'm not taking it seriously, though, so it's fine.
Right. No one who has Tinder ever says they're taking it seriously.
I'm not.
And then they always do.
Look, I'm not putting... I've been told you've got to really put the hours in. You've got to be, like, really
swipe. Swipe,
yeah,
swipe, swipe,
and, you know, you've got to be, like, getting repetitive strain injury.
I could do that for you when I'm at work, because, like, you know...
Why? You're allowed to on Tinder at work?
No, but I feel that I don't need to be there the whole time I'm there, so I could just...
No, that'll pass, though. That's how I felt when I started my new job.
Okay, cool.
And
well,
then
maybe I could do it when all your rubbish songs are on.
Oh, come on now. We're finishing with one of yours.
Swipe.
Right, no me next week. I'm at Glastonbury. Sorry to brag. Lucy, though, might be here.
Maybe.
If she can learn how to press the buttons.
It's pretty hard.
Just in case she's not here next week, we'll play one of the records now. The only one you've picked today. Brand new music from Of Monsters and Men.
Oh, yeah.
Track's called Crystals. We'll see you next week. No, 2 weeks' time.
Cause I'm in this house.